think you're at the top, and you know you're going to get Avon's best shot tonight. Right. You're the number one seed. They're coming to knock you off your pedestal tonight.
Absolutely. So looking forward to the matchup tonight, and we appreciate everybody who's joining us here, of course, on KMLO online at drgnews.com. You can always watch this one, too, through the DRG News app. So thank you for joining us tonight.
And you were joining us from the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here in Harriet for Harriet Selby taking on Avon tonight. Going to run through the great sponsors that we have for tonight's broadcast, starting with Bank West, Thorntonson Trucking and Selby, Campbell County Bank Insurance and Harriet, Selby Medical Clinic, Thorntonson Lazy TV Ranch, McClellan Swanson Dental, Shorty's One Stop in Shelby, Merlin Beal Insurance in Shelby, Camwall Electric, Harriet Livestock, Linsvach Implements, Uptown Market, Von Wald Law Offices, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heal, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, Harriet Concrete, Brander Brothers Trucking, Walworth Center Care, County Care Center. That's a lot of words right there.
That's a mouthful.
And then Harriet Superstop and Mobridge Livestock, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, and then also the South Dakota Highway Office of Highway Safety celebrates bringing part of their team and reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time.
And this broadcast, don't forget, is a playoff game that is authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the SDHSAA.
We will go ahead, step away. Keys to Success coming up next. Listen to Thursday Night Playoff Football here on KMLO.
Welcome into the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Tom Culver, head coach of Avon. Coach, how you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So my first question for you, Coach, tonight is you guys put up the most points you did all season last week. What was clicking offensively for you guys, and will we see a little bit of that tonight coming into tonight's game?
Well, I think the big for us, we had a player that didn't play most of the game, Brady Bierma. And since he's come back, we've really got better each game. And so now, you know, we just were able to be physical and run the ball, and our line played well. So hopefully we can keep that up against Harriet Selby.
And then looking at the defensive side of the ball, you guys gave up 46 points last week. What are some things you guys have talked about throughout the week going back and looking at film that you're looking to change coming into tonight's game?
Well, I think our big thing is to make sure our kids get in the right position. You know, when teams come out in different formations, and then, you know, we have to adjust to that better, which Falkton did and which Harriet Selby will do also. So that's, I think, our biggest thing.
And then taking a look at tonight's game, you know, what are some areas you think that your offense will have find some success against that Wolverine defense?
Tonight,
well, I think the big thing is we're going to have to try to control the ball a little bit and have sustained drives. And, you know, we're going to have to try to go up the middle. And then, you know, when we have the opportunity to get outside, play action pass, you know, and that's kind of our strong point against Falkton. We threw the ball three times and completed two of them for a touchdown. So I think hoping that we can kind of continue that trend.
And then this Harriet Selby team has put up 50 points, you know, the last 4 weeks, and they're rolling offensively. What are some things on defense you guys are going to look to do to try to stop this offense?
Well, I think the big thing is we have to try to limit big plays. I mean, they have had a ton of big plays, you know, with Begeman. He gets to the outside, he's gone most of the time. So we got to try to keep him inside the ends. And then, you know, they'll mix in some play action. And the quarterback throws a nice ball and does a really good job. So I think the big thing, they want to run the ball like we do, but they're also a very capable passing team. So, I mean, we're going to have to play an all-around game to hang with them.
And then it's winter-go-home time here in the playoffs. You're going up against the one seed. Anything we could see differently tonight that Harriet Selby might have not seen on film that might give you guys the upper hand?
You know, I think we can do some different things if we have to. We'd like to power the football, run, you know, right at them and stuff, and make it a physical game. But we're capable of spreading it out. We have some athletes that I think we can maybe get some stuff on them. But, you know, our priority and especially our kids believe in what we do when we run power football. So hopefully we can do that. But, I mean, we're going to have to play really well to beat these guys.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Keys to Success, and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
That was Avon head coach Tom Culver here on the Keys to Success. Coming up next, we'll sit down and talk with Harriet Selby head coach Clayton Randall. Listen to the Keys to Success brought to you by CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Welcome back to the Keys to Success, brought to you by CHS River Plains. Joined now with Harriet Selby head coach Clayton Randall. So my first question, coach, is you guys won last week 56-6 over Lemon McIntosh. What worked well for you guys in the game that you're going to try to use again here tonight?
Last week, what worked well for us was getting started off right. We elected to kick off and then forced a three and out and turned it into early offense.
And then it's been four straight weeks where your offense has scored 50-plus. You know, what's clicking for you guys on offense here at the right time now coming into the postseason?
Offensively, we are a well-rounded team. We have a guy that most teams have a tough time stopping in Degelman. And then what we've really gotten good at in the last 4 or 5 weeks is taking what the defense gives us. Last week against Lemon, they loaded the box up, and we threw the ball for 245 yards and 5 touchdowns. So at this point, we're going to see what the defense wants to do and try to attack accordingly.
And is that how you guys are going to look at tonight's game, you know, see what they give you and see what will work best on offense for you?
Absolutely. We script the first series, and coaches do a good job of documenting how they're trying to defend it. And then coming back in the second drive, we're going to try to attack you based on how you defended us.
And then just looking overall here, what are some things you guys seen on film from Avon that you think could work offensively and defensively in your guys' favor?
Well, it looks to me like they can score a lot of points too. So number one is we do not want to get into a shootout first team to 50 type game. So a lot of emphasis for us is on the defensive side of the ball. And then as a lot of coaches say, your best defense is your offense. So we want to put drives together and force them to defend.
And defensively, are you gonna look to make them one-dimensional? Because they did run the ball real effective last week and put up a lot of points with it. Are you going to force them to pass the ball and load the box?
I think at this point, it looks to me like they do what they do. Coach Culver's been doing this as long as anybody has, probably close to 30 years. And they run the wishbone, and they've ran it well for decades. Last week, they only threw the ball 3 times, so I don't know that they're going to go away from what they do.
And then with it being playoff time, you know, it's win or go home, anything can happen. Are you guys digging in the bag of tricks tonight or, you know, seeing if you guys can put something out there that Avon might have not seen on film that might catch them off guard and be effective for you guys?
No, for us, it's just do what we do. We're not going to do anything that hasn't been done yet. We just got to do it a little bit better. You know, at this point of the year, the margin for error is small, so we're just going to try to be the best version of ourselves, find a way to go 1-0.
And with you guys being the one seed in the playoffs, you know, have you guys talked about, you know, next week, are you taking this a game by game so far to get to where your ultimate goal is by the end of the season?
Well, next week is earned. That opportunity is based on how we perform against Avon. Our seasons have been, we've had 3 good seasons, but they've all ended in disappointment. So I know our group's not going to overlook anybody.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate you doing the game.
This has been the Keys to Success brought to you by CHS River Plains. We'll go ahead, step away, take a quick break, right back with more of the pregame here on KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Thorstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Thorstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Thorstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
At Jensen Rock and Sand in Mowbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mowbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mowbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back into Thursday Night Football here on KMLO. Casey Miners joined alongside Dave Williams. We'll take a look at those starting lineups brought to you by Campbell County Collision. First for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. Starting in the backfield, they run a wishbone offense. This is Cade Faulkner, 6 foot, 155-pound senior. Landon Muters, a 5'6", 175-pound sophomore. Brady Bima, 5'9", 161-pound senior, and then at quarterback tonight for the Pirates is Paxton Bierma, a 5'11", 155-pound junior. Along the line, they'll start at 6'2", 193-pound senior in Cody Suckup. It's number 72, Clay Humer, 6'3", 210-pound senior, will start off at the line. At center tonight for the Pirates is Landon Thury, a 6'3", 185-pound junior. And then Riley DeYoung will be the right guard at 6'4", 210. He's a senior. And then Taryn Talsma, 6'5", 202-pound junior, is on the right end. Looking at the defense for the Pirates tonight, the right defensive end is Cody Suckup, a 6'2", 193-pound senior. Nose tackle is Taryn Talsma. Your left tackle on the defensive side of the ball is Riley DeYoung. At the linebacker spots for the Pirates, right outside linebacker is Paxton Bierma, and your inside linebacker is Noah Watcorn. And then the left outside linebacker is Clay Humer. At cornerback is Cade Faulkner. At safety is Jaden Stahl. And the other cornerback is Brady Bierma. We will go ahead, step away, take a 30-second break here. We'll be back with the Wolverine starters on KMLO.
Campbell County Collision in Harriet is there to serve you. Owned and operated by Bob and Kim Shadwell, Campbell County Collision repairs and paints all makes and models of vehicles. They do windshield and glass replacement. They're even a frame and alignment center. And now they're an authorized Scorpion spray-on bedliner dealer. The next time you have an uh-oh with your vehicle, take it to the pros at Campbell County Collision in Harriet. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Stop by or call 437-2355.
Thursday Night Football here on the KMLO. Casey Miners, Dave Williams. Looking at the starters for Harriet Selby tonight on offense. It all starts in the backfield with their big 6'2", 208-pound senior, Brandon Begeman. And then at that fullback spot is Mason Vetteris, 5'9", 176-pound junior. And then Trey Heddick will get the start at quarterback tonight, a 6'2", 195-pound senior. At the wing back is number 3, Cole Zabel, a 5'9", 141-pound junior. Along the offensive line at left end is Darian Barker, a 6-foot, 153-pound junior. Hunter Friend gets the start at the left guard, 6'4", 248-pound junior. And then at center, number 48, Caden Saylor, a 5'9", 201-pound sophomore, excuse me. And then at right guard, Nathan Schumacher, a 6'1", 215-pound junior. And then the right end is number 14, Trevor Gill, a 6'2", 178-pound junior. On the defensive side of the ball for the Wolverines, that right defensive tackle is Hunter Friend, his 6'4", 248-pound senior. Nose tackle, Mason Vetter, a 5'9", 176-pound junior. Left defensive tackle is Trevor Gill, a 6'2", 178-pound junior. Right outside linebacker, Caden Saylor, a 5'9", 201-pound sophomore. Middle linebacker is Nathan Bradford, a 5'8", 171-pound senior. Left outside linebacker is number 20, Brandon Begeman, a 6'2", 208-pound senior. Right corner tonight for the Wolverines is Cole Zabel, a 5'9", 141-pound junior. At safety, Trey Hedick, a 6'2", 195-pound senior. And then that left corner is Darian Barker, a 6-foot, 153-pound senior. Go ahead, step away, take a quick break again. We'll be right back with the officials in tonight's game. You're listening to Playoff Football on KMLO.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Welcome back into Playoff Football here on KMLO. Just under 3 minutes until kickoff here in Harriet, South Dakota. Taking a look at the officials in tonight's ball game. The law on the field is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The referee tonight in tonight's game is Lewis Young, umpire Charles McLaughlin. Not sure how to say that. Linesman Jerry Mickelson, the line judges Patrick Snyder, and back judge Chris Dozert. That was the law on the field, again, brought to you by South Dakota Attorney General's Office. I want to welcome in my broadcast partner, Dave Williams. Had a little bit to see both teams warm up. Harriet Selby, we talked about it. You both heard Coach – well, first I want to talk about, you heard Harriet Selby coach say that they don't want to get into shootout tonight, which is kind of ironic because they've put up 50-plus points the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, this is an offense that they can get it done either on the ground, and if you're not giving it to them through the ground, they can do it in the air too and mix things up. And that's, like you said, they're going to see what the defense is giving them because between Barker and Gill, they've got a couple of good receivers. They can throw it downfield, and even Begeman is a fantastic receiver. So they have so many weapons. You know, if it does come to a shootout, I don't think they'd be in a bad spot.
I don't think they would either. And then looking at Avon on their side of the field, they ran for over 500 yards last week. They run a wishbone style of offense. We mentioned it before we even got on air. They have three kids that have over 500 yards so far on the ground this season.
Yeah, that is amazing in and of itself. They really don't do a lot of passing. So if Harriet can really put together a decent run defense and kind of shut them down, that's going to make it tough on the Pirates.
And it will, and we've seen that most. We've seen most teams so far this season really struggle against this Harriet Selby offense, and rightfully so. They come in undefeated, you know, in their last six games, six out of the nine games they've this season so far, they've scored 50 plus. So a very potent offense, but yet a very, very good defense.
Yeah, the defense. I mean, nothing to say that they're not good at all. The offense, because you know they are multidimensional. On the offensive side, on the defense, they're pretty stout. I mean, they can really shut you down. So this is going to be a tough sled here for the Pirates. I'm sure. I'm interested to see, you know, being a run heavy team like they are, how are they going to fare against the defense?
And just looking at that defense right now for the Pirates as we get set for the national anthem, right along that front line, you have Hunter Friend with 5 sacks, Mason Vetter with 6, and then Trevor Gill with 6 himself.
Yeah, they're not afraid to go after the quarterback and you know, apply some pressure, whether it you know works out where they get the sack or not. They're going to bring that pressure.
All righty, we will go ahead, step away. We'll be back in 2 minutes here with Playoff Football on KMLO.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belenzer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelenzerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mobridge, healthy smiles for life.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours will get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, tuck small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back into Harriet, South Dakota for playoff football tonight. They're getting the starters introduced before the national anthem. Again, welcome in to the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. Casey Miners joined alongside Dave Williams tonight. And Dave, this matchup just seems to be a good one brewing here in northern South Dakota.
Yeah, the crowd is coming out. It's a beautiful night, and this is going to be fun because with the Wolverines, boy, they have, you know, like I said, they are multi-dimensional on the offense because they can run it, they can throw it, they can, you know, they can make the big plays and score quick. They can take their time and melt, you know, minutes off the clock as well. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they come out. Their MO through the season has been, if they win the coin toss, they'd have won in the second half. But here we are in the second round of the playoffs. If you win that coin toss, you want to get the ball first and just get down the field.
Yeah, and I think you could see Harriet, if they do win this coin toss, and it could be a, you know, we're the number one seed here tonight. Let's come out and score a touchdown right away and set the tone of this football game.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you want to do. You want to get off as quick a start as you can in a good start. You don't want to go rolling down the field and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're throwing an interception or you're giving the ball away, you know, right down to the red zone or something like that. So and they've been really smart. They're really good about, you know, keeping track of the ball. So looking forward to seeing what kind of firepower they come out. Are they going to roll on the ground? Because you've got Beckerman who can tear up a defense. And then you've got some, you know, receivers that you can throw the ball downfield pretty much anywhere in the field you want to.
It's a really potent offense by the Harriet Selby Wolverines. Go ahead, step away, take a break for the national anthem. Back in 90 seconds here for playoff football on KMLO.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. And productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRGNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby.
Welcome back into playoff football here on KMLO. We're getting set to start quarterfinal action in 9B football. And, you know, we talked about earlier, Dave, that, you know, this is a different setup than what we've seen tonight, but it's just a great crowd, a great atmosphere to get this quarterfinal matchup underway.
It really is. This is the first time I've had the pleasure to be here at this field, and it's almost – it kind of makes me think of when baseball does their games in Iowa at the Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, you know, you got the cornfield in the background. It's, you know, kind of tucked off the main street. It's just got that backyard feel, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and a great atmosphere here tonight as we're just getting set for kickoff. They're going to have the coin flip in the middle of the field here in just a moment. I'm going to talk about this Harriet Selby team a little bit more again, and it all starts in the backfield with Brendan Begeman. He's got 142 carries for over 2,000 yards so far in the season.
That is just amazing when you think about it. But watching him over the course of the season, it's not surprising. Now, just like Coach said, you get him to the outside, you get him a lane, he turns on the jets and he's gone.
Yeah. Avon coach Tom Culver said it great in his interview. He said that most of the time if Begeman's to the outside, it's going to be tough to stop, and we got to keep him contained and limit big plays tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's tough to do against this Harriet team. It really is, because they've got so many weapons. You've got Begeman with all those yards. Vetter is a great I love the way they use him, where they hand the ball off to him and he just comes right at you. He just rolls through the defense, brings players with him to get those short yards that they need. Plus, on the outside, you got Begeman who can catch it, Gill who can go long and make some great catches. You know, they've had Darian Barker with some nice catches as well. I mean, it's a tough team to stop because they play so well together and they're able to move the ball all over the place.
We will see a great game on hand tonight. We'll go ahead and step away for 30 seconds just to play off football on KMLO.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talks, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah!
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and its dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live. Just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
9B quarterfinal football set to get underway. Casey Miners, Dave Williams here in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth from Harriet, South Dakota. Avon will kick off to start the game. Harriet Selby will receive back deep to receive for the Wolverines as number 14, Trevor Gill, and number 20, Brendan Begeman. Excuse me. I'll get that right before we end tonight. Kickoff is.
They answered my question. They're kicking. They're taking it first.
Gill has it in the middle of the field. He cuts back towards the home side. You end up in the middle of the field, right about the 25-yard line, just short of the 30, and we will see the Wolverines on offense first here tonight.
Of course, they're led by Trey Hedick, who does a fantastic job. You know, he's usually looking to pass, but if he needs to, he can scamper down the field, too.
It'll be interesting to see how they come out in tonight's game. Again, Hedick is starting at quarterback tonight so far in the season. 64 of 107, 60% completion rating, over 1,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. Takes really good care of the football, and he will come up under center in an I formation. They'll give it right away to Begeman, and he'll go right up the middle. Not for much, maybe anything. I think he's going to gain a yard at most. That's where they mark it, 2nd and 9 coming up for the Wolverines.
Yeah, the Pirates defense ready for that one. And, you know, this first drive, really a lot of times the first few plays, it's that feeling out process that Coach Randall was talking about.
Wolverines come back to the line of scrimmage. Hedick will now be in the shotgun. Begeman behind him. Two receivers split out on each side of the field. Begeman drops back to pass. They're going to throw a screen to Gill. Gill's got room to work if he can go to the outside. And he will be close to the first down. They're going to mark him past the first down. And it will be a first down for the Wolverines. A great play design to get one of your better players at the football quick.
Yeah, they did a great job using the middle of the field. He had some room to run, was wide open, and was able to weave his way through the defense to pick up that first down. So a fresh set of markers for the Wolverines here.
1st and 10 coming up for Harriet Selby. Right at the 40-yard line. Hedick goes under center, two backs in the backfield. They're going to give it off. Well, they almost get faked me out. Hedick's got it. He's going to get close to the first down. I think the far official has him right on the stick. So a 10-yard gain there for Hedick on the quarterback keeper.
Yeah, I don't think that one was planned that way. I think he was looking to hand that one off, but the defense came in quick, and he just decided, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to pick up some yards.
Hedick did a nice job. Ball up now past just shy of the 50. About a half yard shy of the 50. Wolverines looking to work quick as they're already at the 50. Hedick will go under center, two backs in the backfield in an I formation. The wing back to the close side of the field. Avon said that they jumped, but they did not call it. Begeman's got it up the middle. It's going to take a group of Pirates to bring him down, but they get him down for a short gain.
Yeah, just a couple of yards there. Again, the defense ready for him. And, you know, he can break it through, you know, up the middle. I've seen that all season long. But when he's at his best is when he's able to sweep out to the left or to the right and really get some ground. And, you know, things are open in front of him. But he can definitely find those holes and sneak through there. So they've got to be ready all game long.
Now into Pirate territory, a 2nd and 8 coming up for the Wolverines. Hedick tosses it out to Begeman. Begeman's trying to get blockers. Pirates come quickly to the close side, but he turns to reverse his field, and he's got open green grass. He's at the 30, 20, 10, 5, and he's going to take it all the way for a Wolverine touchdown.
Exactly like I said, yeah, he can pound it up, you know, through the middle of the defense, but you give him some room, and that was amazing. Totally changed course on the field, coming to the near sideline, turned around, and you know, turned it upfield on the far sideline all the way into the end zone.
This Rural Tough Farm producers scoreboard brought 6-0 right now for Harriet Selby as they will go for 2. Hedick under center. Play action passes. He's looking for somewhere to go. Pitches it to Begeman, and he is going to get in for 2. Makes it 8-2 early here in the first quarter. We'll go ahead, step away, be back in a minute for more playoff football at KMLO.
If you haven't been to the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Itasca, you're missing out. This week's specials are country-style ribs on Thursday, Friday is hamburger steaks, and Saturday, enjoy their ribeye and shrimp scampi. Come back on Sunday for their buffet until 1 p.m. and their build-your-own brat bar and beverage specials. Don't miss their Halloween party this Sunday, too. Good luck, Wolverines, from the crew at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Itasca.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Welcome back into Harriet, South Dakota, 9B playoff football here in the quarterfinals. Harriet Selby area able to get on the scoreboard quickly with an 8-0 lead. They did it, Dave, with not even 3 minutes coming off the clock.
Yeah, and that's what you can see from this offense. They can score super fast, which they did this time. But then on the flip side, if they want to take some time off the clock, they can do that too. But you saw Begeman make that field change, turn the corner, and that was the last you saw until the end zone.
Hunter Friend will kick off for the Wolverines. Back deep to receive for the Pirates is Cade Faulkner. The kick will go to the far side of the field. Blockers don't set up well, and it's going to be a great open field tackle by the Wolverines. It's going to have them at Avon will take over just shy of the 25, right at the 23, and they'll have a big field ahead of them trying to tie this game up.
Yeah, not the best field position, like you said, though. The blockers just kind of left them all alone there in the backfield, and that gave the Wolverines time to swarm them and not give them a whole lot on that return.
Avon comes in line of scrimmage running a traditional wishbone offense. Paxton Bierma under center. Handed off to the up back. Landon Murder for a short gain on the play. Was going to get a... In about three or four, I think it's about 3.5 yards will bring up a long third, a second and seven. Pirates back to the line of scrimmage. Bierma under center. Three backs in the backfield, and they'll give it off. A great open field tackling by the Wolverines, led there by Vetter and Begeman coming in to get the tackle. And that one on the carry was Cade Faulkner, and he had nowhere to go. And it brings up third and long early here for the Pirates.
Yeah, they're not afraid to bring that pressure. As you could see, they just came swarming in. And after the handoff, there was nowhere to go. The Wolverines, you know, starting out on offense and defense, they're charged up.
8 minutes on the clock as the Pirates snap the football. Bierma's going to keep it on a quarterback keeper, and he's not going to get anywhere, and it's going to bring up a fourth and long for the Pirates. Bierma, great run of the football. He's had the average over 11 yards a carry so far, but had just had no room to go there.
Yeah, they did a good job here on this series containing the run, and you know it's coming at you. It's a matter of, you know, getting the right guys in the right place to be able to stop it.
Avon will punt the football back deep to receive for Harriet Selby area is Begeman. They'll see if they kick it to him or if they try to, don't really want him in open space. The punt will go right to him. He bobbles it. He's just got a fall on it. It's all loose. It's going to be a fight for the ball. Begeman was able to receive it. Almost a dangerous play there for the Wolverines.
It really was. I've never seen him have that kind of trouble. Just couldn't get his hands on it, and it bounced around. In came the Pirates. That was close. He almost handed it right back over to him.
And I'm not sure that that's exactly what Avon wanted to do there was kick to him. I'm thinking they kind of wanted it to go either way and just let it bounce to see if they can pin him deep.
A big break there for the Wolverines. We'll see what they can do with it now.
Pettit comes back under center. Two backs in the backfield. The give will be to Begeman. Begeman goes up the middle. They've struggled so far these first two series to get stuff going up the middle, but Begeman does get a decent game there.
Yeah, the Pirates really have done a great job right on the line, you know, stacking things up, making it hard for him to find any room. The big run, he had to go to the outside, and that's where he's at his best. But, you know, right now they're really making it tough.
Second and seven coming up for the Wolverines. Hedick will be in the shotgun. Begeman behind him. Two receivers split on the far side of the field, one on the close. Pettit drops back to pass. He's going to get pressured right away. and he will go down for the sack. On the sack for the Pirates, Clay Fulmer. He's got 8 sacks in the season with 45 tackles, leads their team, so he's the guy you want to look out for on this Pirate defense.
Yeah, he came flying in there. Hedick had, you know, what, 2 steps back that he dropped, looking to pass the ball, and that was it. He was done.
Passing situation coming up for the Wolverines. They're in 3rd and 10 on their own 40-yard line. They do lead the Pirates tonight 8-0. We're at 6:07 to go here in the first quarter. Hedick in the shotgun, motions out. Vetter, he's going to look, hit a screen to Begeman, and Begeman's not going to go anywhere. That play read perfectly by the outside linebacker, Paxton Bierma.
Yeah, he might have been better off to pass that one to Vetter, who had, you know, some more green grass in front of him than Begeman did, and the defense was ready and keeping an eye on Begeman, which they need to do.
Looks like the Wolverines will go ahead and punt the football away. Begeman does punt it. Faulkner back deep. Lets it bounce.
Dang it. Let me touch it.
Bierma looked like he might have touched it. Let's see what the officials call here. And they're going to say it sticks with the Pirates. So a close call again on both punts that we've seen so far by each team.
Yeah, both of the guys back to get the kickoff. Just, I don't know if it's, you know, there is a little bit of a coolness out there. Is it, you know, hitting them just right on the fingers and giving them a little sting so they're not picking it up cleanly? I don't know, but thankfully for the Pirates, they were able to cover that one up and get another shot on offense.
Ibirama under center in the wishbone offense for Avon. Hands the ball off to number 10, Brady Bierma. The senior on the season for the Pirates, 47 carries, 365 yards, 7 per carry, and 4 touchdowns. This is really a good backfield that we've seen from Avon. They do have 3 guys with over 500 yards rushing. They ran the ball really effective last week, too, and I know that's something that Harriet Selby doesn't want to see them do tonight.
Yeah, and that's what makes the top.
Here emerges the line of scrimmage by number 54 for the Wolverines.
So again, that defense, you know, they are tough. They will bring the pressures. They're pretty good with the run. I mean, they can do a lot of things on the defensive side, too. And so far, so good for the Wolverines.
3rd and 5 coming up for the Pirates. That was Tisdale on the tackle on the previous play as Bierma under center in the wishbone offense. 3 backs in the backfield taking his time. He's going to give it on a reverse to Faulkner. He's going to have nowhere to go, and it's going to be 4th and long again for Avon. With how impressive this Wolverine offense has been so far in the season, their defense really showing up these first 2 drives.
Yeah, and they need to with a team that can really run it up the gut and, you know, pound the ground with the runs. They've got to be ready, and, you know, they've had a good defense all season long, and so far looking strong tonight.
Brady Bierma back to punt for the Pirates. Brendan Begeman back deep to receive. It's a mouthful sometimes.
Oh, it took me a little while to keep getting it correct.
Oh, good punt. Nice tight spiral. It's going to bounce. Is it going to get in the end zone? It might sit up. Great punt there by the Pirates. I'm not sure if it did not get in. Hard to see where they marked it down there, but Harriet Selby's going to be in tough field position here as they're going to have to probably go 90-plus yards to the end zone.
Yeah, that was a great punt. That was, you know, well designed. Keep it away from Begeman. Get it as far down as you can. Took a great Pirate roll down there for Avon. And, yeah, this is a tight spot. But this is a team with the options that you have. You've got a pretty good shot at getting, you know, if you keep control of the ball, you know, protect it, you know, just get a little cushion. Worry about that first and then work on getting down the field.
Wolverines come under center. See, they place the ball at the 1-yard line, so 99 yards to go, and they're going to get a free 5 right there as Avon jumped off sides.
Yeah, great job by Hedick on that hard count, getting the Pirates to jump. If that's what you want, if you can get some free yards, just like they did there, that's not a bad way to go.
So 1st and 5 coming up for the Wolverines. They do have the early lead here in the first quarter, 8-0, 3:33 to go. Ball will be placed on the 6-yard line. 94 yards for Harriet Selby area to go to at odds to lead his head. It goes under center, three backs in the backfield. The give will be to Begeman. Escaped the original first set of linemen there, but it was brought down by the linebackers. Will be close to a first down here, about second and one coming up.
Yeah, good second effort there by Begeman to get through that initial, you know, rush of defensemen, and then he was able to get through and get closer to the sticks.
Second and one coming up for the Wolverines. Headick under center, two backs in the backfield. One receiver split out to the close side. The gives to Begeman again. He's going to power his way through, and he's going to have a first down and a little bit more. We're seeing early that they just want to pound the football here early in the game, and maybe that'll open up the passing game later on in the game.
Yeah, and they've already had a good pass there to Gill earlier. And, you know, mixing things up, that's a great way, like you said, to open things up a little later on, because then they're not going to know what you're going to be doing.
First and 10 for the Wolverines. Ball placed on their own 15-yard line. Headick under center is going to give it to Vetter. Vetter's not going to have much room up there. Maybe a gain of a couple. I think they're going to give him a yard. So second and 9 coming up for Harriet Selby.
And that's kind of Vetter's specialty, you know, those small chunks, 2, 4, 6 yards. Just hand it to him, runs it right up the gut, right at the defense, and then gets those crucial little yards that you need.
Wolverines come up to the line of scrimmage. Headick directing traffic a little bit. Brings Zabel close to the line as he goes under center with two backs in the back. He'll be able to give it to Begeman again. He's had a little bit of a hole, able to get to the second level. But it will bring up a third and a medium here coming up for the Wolverines. About a 4-yard carry there for Begeman.
Yeah, this is what the Wolverines like to do. They'll run it. Maybe a little pass, kind of lull you into that. Oh, they're going to run it again, and next thing you know, they're throwing it down for big yards.
Third and about 5 coming up for the Wolverines as Headache goes under center. Two backs in the backfield. They're going to give it to Begeman, and he's going to try to get the first down. I think he's just going to be shy. Tries on the second effort, and he's going to be about a yard short here.
And that's what I love about Begeman. Once he gets going and those legs start moving, until you physically bring him down to the ground or the whistle blows, he's going to keep those legs moving, trying to get as many yards as he can.
And Harriet Selby's going to go quick here and try to get this on 4th and inches. And they're going to do a quarterback sneak. Headache has it. It's going to be – did they mark it? They're going to say he had enough. When the line judge on the far side was coming out, it didn't quite look like he had it, but they're going to say he had it. And the clock continues to go, and it's 1st and 10 for Harriet Selby.
So first, you know, real carry we see from Headick, and that's the kind of thing he'll do. Is he won't plan to run first, but if he needs to, we've seen a couple times now that broken play where he ran and got the first down. The keeper there to get the first down. Those are the types of situations you really want him to come up big, and he does.
40 seconds left here in the first quarter as Headick goes under center, two backs in the backfield. Receiver on the close side. Headick's going to scramble out. He's going to hit Gill. Gill kind of bobbled it, but he's got the first down and much more out towards the 50-yard line.
That made it towards midfield, and he's one of those guys you can rely on in the receiver for. He has had a lot of catches this year, and that's what he can do. He can, you know, make a catch just around, you know, a few yards, and then he can get some yards after the catch too.
And he bobbled it at first, but had the controllability and the athleticism to bring it back in and able to continue to run and get that first down. 1st and 10 coming up for Harriet Selby. Ball on their own 45, just shy of midfield. Again, this drive started on their own 1-yard line. And we did see, you know, we were in Potter County doing Potter County Slowly Buttes last week, and we saw that penalties play a big thing in that game. And the offside penalty has already played big, leading Harry Selby on their own 45. As Headick drops back to pass, the screen set up for Begeman, avoids the first tackle, bounces it out to the outside. He's off to the races. One man to beat. He's going to cut it back, and he's going to get in for a touchdown. Brandon Begeman, second of the night, and the Wolverines take that on to their lead at 14-0.
One on the ground, now one through the air, and that's what he can do. As a receiver, he is just as dangerous as he is on the ground, as we just saw right there.
Yeah, so far in the season, 7 catches, 140 yards, 3 touchdowns. So 7 of his 3 catches have gone for touchdowns. We've already seen him hit a big play on the outside, bouncing out to the outside. Now we see him catch a running back screen, bounces it out to the outside, and is able to get into the end zone for a second touchdown of the game.
And that's the kind of drive, you know, it, you know, they can work their way down the field if they need to. They can get the big play if they need to.
Begeman on the 2-point attempt. I think he's just going to be short and it's going to be no good. 14-0 Harriet Selby area. Go ahead, step away, take a minute break. Be right back with more playoff football on KMLO.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
Harriet Selby area 14-0 early at towards the end of the first quarter. Quite not there yet. Still 7 seconds to go. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Harriet Selby getting set to kick off. Again, they are up 14-0. About 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. Set up to kick for the Wolverines is Hunter Freed, and that's going to Hunter Freed, and that's going to go all the way back to number five for the Pirates. God, they go too quick for me to change my. If you look at my sheets, that was Cade Faulkner, made a man miss right away, but is unable to break it for a big gain. This will be brought down right past the 30-yard line.
Yeah, great job by Harriet Selby to get down the field again and not give a real good field position to Avon. A little better than the last kick, but still in their own zone.
That will end the first quarter, 14-0. Harriet Selby on top. We'll go ahead, step away, take a minute break. Right back with more playoff football here on KMLO.
The Super Stop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Super Stop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Super Stop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
Both teams switch the side of the field, and we are set to start the second quarter here in Harriet. A little bit of a score update for you in Oneida. Irene Wakanda on top of Soli Buttes, 8-6 so far there in the first quarter. Avon on offense as Bierma goes under center. He gives it up to the running back, Cade Faulkner, and he's going to maybe gain a yard. Got stopped right there at the line of scrimmage.
Boy, the first quarter went by quick. Other than the one penalty, it was a pretty clean quarter. That just made it go by that much faster.
It was a very clean play to first to quarter. Second and 10 coming up here for the Pirates as they go under center. The wishbone offense, three backs in the backfield. Paxton Bierma under center. Taking his time, Hedick lined up on the outside looking to rush, and he's going to try to get in the backfield. Brady Bierma misses the tackle, but not much after that. He'll be brought down by number 54 for the Wolverines, Colin Tisdale, on a great open field tackle, bringing up third and long.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to have, if he beat that, you know, defender, he had a lot of room to run, but the defense closed in on him quick, and yeah, he had nowhere to go.
Harriet Selby doing a great job on defense tonight. If if my statistics are correct, then Avon has not gotten a first down yet tonight. So this is a big one coming here as Paxton Bierma drops back to pass, avoids the rush, kind of floats it up in the air, but it's going to get out of bounds and bring up fourth down for the Pirates.
Yeah, that first pass attempt, they don't do that a lot at all. And, you know, I don't know if that was a design or if that was what he had in front of him because the defense was coming in pretty quick.
Yeah, Paxton Bierman, the junior quarterback, only 16 of 49, 164 yards, four touchdowns, five interceptions, a 33% completion percentage. Brady Bierma back to punt, had a beautiful punt his last time as it rolled all the way to the Selby, Harriet Selby 1 yard line. Begeman back deep to receive for the Wolverines. Kick will be short and it will bounce. Begeman's going to get on top of it here on the close side. He's going to be brought down shortly after that, about a 5 yard gain on the punt there, but great field position coming up for the Wolverines.
Yeah, starting out at the 45, and that time they punted. You know, punted towards him, that last punt that they had was just, that was beautiful. That's exactly what you want as a partner, keeping it away from the returner and pinning them back. But then they turn it around for a touchdown. It'll be interesting to see shorter field to work with this time to get to the end zone. And we know they can punch it in quick or they can take their time.
And let's see if they get Begeman going. He's already got two touchdowns, but
right.
Not a whole lot of action so far. They're kind of getting other guys involved as they will give it to Begeman up the middle, but he's going to be stopped pretty close to the line of scrimmage, right that front three by the Pirates, brought down by Cody Suckup, the 6'2", 193-pound senior.
Yeah, even though, I mean, the score, like you said, it's 14-0, but this Avon defense, they've really done a good job, other than that long run of Begeman, of containing the run up the middle and keeping him from getting outside.
Second and about nine coming up for the Wolverines as they come up to the line of scrimmage, and we're going to get a timeout. We're going to Avon timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
Pre-book quality seed from Seed Solutions now. Partner with a company that offers quality seed knowledge and customer service in the Leola and Roscoe areas. Order now and pay later with great financing available at Seed Solutions, Winsman, Ray Hybrid, Golden Harvest, and Legend. The Roscoe area, call Gary at 228-1756. That's 228-1756. Or Joel at 281-1000, 281-1000. In the Leola area, call Gary or Joel or Chris at 380-8862. That's 380-8862.
Welcome back into Selby, South Dakota. That timeout brought to you by Actegra. Pirates down here 14-0 to the Harriet Selby Wolverines. We've seen a heavy dose of Begeman tonight. He's got two big touchdowns on the board for the Wolverines.
Yeah, they're really trying to, you know, get him inside, get some lanes open up for him. But the Pirate defense have been really, really stout. They haven't given him a lot of room to run there. He was able to turn that one play that was supposed to be a sweep to the right all the way back across the field, and then that was it. He was just gone. Those are the types of things that the Wolverines are trying to get him to do, be able to get to the outside and turn those jets on.
It just shows the great vision that he has as the Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage in second and nine. They're going to give it right back to Begeman. Gets past the original group of tacklers, but will bring up about a third and six, a third and long six, I would say.
Again, it's that second effort that I like to see out of him. It's amazing. He looked like he was stopped and just kind of lunged forward and picked up another couple of yards, and that is what he does.
Third and seven coming up for the Wolverines. Hedick under the line of scrimmage in the I formation. Two receivers split out on each side, two backs in the backfield. Hedick's going to keep it on the quarterback keeper, pitches it out to Begeman. Begeman's going to have the first down on the second effort. Great effort. They had him stop short, but again, you talked about that second effort. He was able to get that first down for the Wolverines.
Yeah, and that's what he does so well is you think you've got him stopped, and then next thing you know, he's gone for a few more yards or he's in the end zone. So, you know, it is tough to contain him. So far, the Pirates have done a decent job, but you know, it's just a matter of time before he really just starts letting loose.
First and 10 for the Wolverines into Pirate territory right at the 45-yard line. 9:20 left here in the first half as Hedick drops back to pass. He's got a great pocket. He's going to air it out deep. He's got Gill open. Oh, no, excuse me. He's got Vetter open, but just a little long for Vetter, and the pass falls incomplete.
Yeah, the defender did a good job kind of, you know, being in his face and distracting him. He just couldn't quite get to it. Not something you see a whole lot, as they like to open up that pass game. And, you know, usually when they pass it that deep, somebody's open and they're on their way to the end zone.
Vetter completes over 60% of his passes, so great numbers on the season for him. Brings up second and 10. Probably in four down territory. If you're the Wolverines, here is your in on the Avon 45. Hedick under center. He's going to give it to Begeman as he bounces it out to the outside. Gets a block by Gill, and it's off to the races. Begeman's going to score his third touchdown of the game, and the Wolverines keep adding on to their lead.
That's what they do so well. You think you've got him where he's not. He doesn't have any lanes, nowhere to go. He finds one and leads you in the dust. Two on the ground, one through the air, all three touchdowns by Begeman so far.
And big plays. That's a 45-yard touchdown run. He had a 50-yard touchdown run and then a 60-plus screen pass that he caught and took it to the house.
Yeah, it's hard to contain these guys. You can keep them down for so long, keep them contained for a bit, but the next thing you know, they're blowing up a big play just like that.
Wolverines will go for two as they lead 20-0 with 9 minutes left here in the second quarter. Hedick in the shotgun with Begeman next to him. Hedick keeps it. He's going to dive towards the goal line, and he will be in 4-2. 22-0, that scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. We will go ahead and step away, take a quick break. This is the nine-man football here on KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
22-0 for Harriet Selby area on top of the Avon Pirates. And we're seeing early tonight, Dave, why they're the number one seed in 9B football.
Absolutely. They, you know, out of character for them, winning the opening toss, decided to receive. And it's been, you know, pedal to the metal since that opening drive.
Friend kicks a short one, and it's going to go ahead and roll out of bounds. So the best field position we'll see for the Pirates so far tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Friend does a good job. Every now and then, you don't know what he's going to do. He'll do a little kind of a squib kick like that, and it goes out of bounds. He'll pound it down the field. So it really keeps them on their heels, too, because they don't know where the ball's going to be going.
Avon will have it just shy of the 50, right at their own 40-yard line. Checking into the game for the Pirates on offense. Number 55. Riley DeYoung, as he brings in, he walks in with the quarterback, Paxton Bierema. Haven't seen the Pirates throw the football much. Let's see if they start to open up the passing game. We're down 22-0. As he's going to give it up the middle to number 4, Landon Mutter. Mutter gains about a yard. Will bring up a second and long. Oh, excuse me, that wasn't Mutter. That was number 3, Noah Whitecorn.
Yeah, the defense ready for that one. And that's the thing, with a run-heavy team, you can be really prepared for what they're going to do.
Bierman now under center in the wishbone offense. Three backs in the backfield. Keeps down the quarterback keeper, but he's going to pitch it to Brady Bierman. He's got some open room to go. Cuts it back over the middle of the field. Stiffs arm Gill. But Gill's able to hold on for the ride and bring him down. But the first down for Avon this game, and they got something going here on their third drive.
Yeah, that was a big run. A great, you know, RPO right there, because he ran it out. Looked like he was going to try and turn it up the field. Had that trailing, running back. And it turned out to be a great play. First down of the game here in the second quarter.
Paxton Bierma under center for the Pirates. Three backs in the backfield. No receivers split out wide as he's taking his time surveying the defense. Handoff goes up the middle to Faulkner. He's going to get close to a first down. I think he's going to be a couple yards short. So two big plays there so far for the Pirates.
And that's what, you know, they're looking to do. That's what they were able to do, just run all over Lemon McIntosh last week. But this is a little different defense, but that's the type of plays that they're going to need if they want to crawl back into this one against the Wolverines.
Second and four coming up, 7:30 left here in the first half. Again, Harriet Selby on top, 22-0 as Paxton Bierma goes under center. Three backs in the backfield, running the wishbone offense as the give is to Faulkner again. Faulkner is going to get close to a first down, but I think he's going to be just short. Now, if you're head coach Clayton Randall, you'd really like to see a good stop out of your defense here with third and two.
Yeah, this is a big, big play coming up here because, you know, if they don't get it, you know it's fourth down. They're this far into Wolverine territory. They're going to go for it.
Definitely four down territory for the Pirates. Paxton Bierma, a quarterback keeper, and I think he's going to get it. He's going to get the first down and another yard. So we'll bring up first down for the Pirates, and they'll keep this drive alive.
Yeah, if they've strung together three first downs, a great quarterback keeper there by Paxton. And, you know, this keeps them moving closer towards the end zone.
Landon Muter checks into the game for the Pirates. They come to the line of scrimmage. Pettick and Begeman lined up those outside backer spots. To give up the middle to Faulkner. Breaks a couple tackles, but he will be drugged down shortly after that. Short of a first down will bring up second down for the Pirates as they do trail again, 22-0. Just about 6 minutes left here in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap some of the scores, what we've seen in the first half, and talk about some of the 9B scores going on in the playoffs. Again, one everybody's keeping an eye on is Irene Wakanda and Soli Buttes as Faulkner gets it up the middle again, but he got a fumble on the play, and Trey Hedick recovers it. Harriet Selby area will take over. Excuse me, on the carry was Brady Bierma. He's a little shaken up, holding his hand.
Yeah, first turnover of the game, and the Wolverines able to jump on that. A big break for them, keeping Avon out of the end zone, but that's a tough break for Avon. You've been putting together a good drive. You've been stringing together some first downs, and then the ball pops out loose.
And Avon definitely with their best drive of the night so far, but cost the football up. Harriet Selby will come first and 10, just shy of their own 20-yard line, ball on the 19. I formation here for the Wolverines, and we're going to get a timeout by Harriet Selby. We'll go ahead, step away, take a timeout with them back in 30 seconds here with more playoff football on KMLO.
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belenzer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the ranch west of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelenzerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
Bit of a score update for you in Oneida. Soli Buttes now on top of Irene Wakanda, 14-8. And also we see Lyman on top of Castlewood, 6-2 early in the second. Our score here in is Harriet, 22-0. Harriet Selby on top. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Harriet Selby coming to the line of scrimmage. I've scored on all three drives so far, looking to make it four in a row as we got first and 10, ball on the Wolverine 19. Hedick under center, two backs in the backfield, two receivers split on each side. The gives to Begeman, bounces off the first tackler, but isn't going to get much after that. Might have lost a yard.
Yeah, that second effort was there. There was just nowhere to take it, though, as the Pirates came swarming in.
They're going to say he gained nothing. So second and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. Harriet Selby not able to get much up the middle tonight. I mean, Begeman's gotten stuff on a second effort, but he's getting met pretty close to the line of scrimmage when they try to go up the middle between the tackles.
Yeah, the Pirates have really stacked things up pretty tightly, and they're doing a great job. It's those breakouts to the side that have gotten them downfield.
As Headick rolls out and finds a receiver open, but they will be shy of the first down. That's on the far side of the field. Get a number on that. And that looks like number 12, Darian Barker, on the catch for the Wolverines. Third and short coming up, 4:54 left here in the first half. Again, at halftime, we'll recap some of the scores from around the area, talk about what me and Dave have seen in the first half, what went well, what's went wrong. As Headick comes up to the line of scrimmage, under center, the gives to Begeman. He doesn't quite have the first down. He's going to look to be a half a yard short. Let's see if they're going to come out and measure this. But the closest line judge saying he has a first down.
Yeah, it's close. At our angle, it's kind of tough to see down the line. But it's that second effort again. It gets them another first down.
First and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. Ball just shy of the 30-yard line at the 29. Harriet Selby on top, 22-0, 4:18 left here in the first half. Headick goes under center, two backs, the backup in the I formation, two receivers split on each side. Headick keeps it on a quarterback, keeper breaks a couple tackles. He's got open room if he can run away. One man to beat, cuts it back to the close home side, almost pushes down his own man, still running. And he will finally be brought down inside the 20-yard line. A big run there by Trey Headick.
And I think that's probably his biggest run of the year. He's got it in him when he needs to. He needed to there, and boy, oh boy, did he make his way down the field.
He was waiting for blockers to set up, almost pushed down his own man, yeah. Trying to get him where he wants him to go so he can break it for a touchdown. But a big run by Trey Headick now sets up the Wolverines, and we're going to get a face mask penalty, so this will be marked down inside the 10-yard line. So two penalties so far tonight on Avon have been costly, as that adds on to the end of the run.
It does, and that was a great run as it was. And, you know, that quarterback came out at him. His guy couldn't see where he needed him. So here, I'm going to just push you where I need you to go.
First and goal coming up for the Wolverines. Trey Headick just ripped off a big run as they're looking to score on their fourth drive of the night, scored on the three previous ones. But a little more bigger plays we've seen on those first couple of drives. But Headick did have a big run, but didn't count as a touchdown. Their first red zone possession so far tonight as Headick goes under center. In the option, pitches it out to Begeman. He's got a block on the backside, cuts up the middle. It's going to get close to the end zone, but just going to be short as he's inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, tried a little dive towards the end zone to see if he could get in there, but the defense was able to keep him out for right now.
Second and Cole coming up. Second and goal coming up on the 5-yard line.
Yeah, a little foreign territory for them tonight, being in the red zone and not scoring from outside the red zone.
Now the Wolverines' first possession in the red zone. His head goes under center. Give is up the middle to Vetter. He's going to get in for a 5-yard touchdown. The first touchdown not by Begeman, but it comes by their fullback, Vetter.
Yeah, and that's what he does so well. They just he's not looking to go outside. He's not looking to do, you know, these fancy runs. He's just going to run it down your throat. And he's done that all season long. And works out, scores another touchdown.
28-0 now. Harriet Selby on top as they will go for two, trying to make it 30-0. We'll see Headick under center in an I formation. Two backs in the backfield. Two receivers split out on each side of the field. The receivers are far on the outside hashes. Headick goes under center. He gives it. He's going to keep it, actually. Now pitches it out to Begeman. Ball still on the ground, but is Begeman going to fall in the end zone for the two-point conversion? And he does.
My goodness. When things are going right, aren't they?
30-0 now for Harriet Selby area. We'll go ahead and step away, take 60 seconds here. Right back with more 9B football on KMLO.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
Welcome you back into Harriet, South Dakota for this 9B quarterfinal as the number one seed Harriet Selby Wolverines take on the number eight seed, the Avon Pirates. Right now, Harriet Selby on the top 30-0. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. 2:47 left here until half. Friend will kick deep for the Wolverines. His kick is on the way, and it's going to be a line drive to the back row as Brady Bierma will pick it up. He's going to try to find something, cuts it back to the outside. And he will be brought down shortly after that.
Yeah, great idea. He wanted to bounce out because there was some room there, a little more towards the sideline. But once he did get there and was looking down the field, there were some Wolverines in the way.
You've seen great pursuit so far tonight by the Wolverines, not just on special teams, but on defense. But let's see if Avon, as they come up in a new formation this time, as we're going to get a timeout by Harriet Selby. I don't think that head coach Clayton Randall was quite expecting that formation from the Pirates.
Yeah, and that was a smart use of that timeout. You've seen the same thing all game long, and that's what they do. You know what they're coming at you with. But then when they throw a little wrinkle at you, let's toss things over and get a plan in place.
And I kind of like the call. You know, your run game isn't being as effective. You know, you had a good drive last time out, but they did have a new quarterback in there, Kate Faulkner, who has played some quarterback so far for him this year. Let's kind of see if they use that as a spark and come out. Because they've got to start throwing the football a little bit more if they want to come back from this 30-0 deficit.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, being a run-heavy team, you're in such a big hole right now. You got to try some things. Make some things a little different. You know, you're not going to have – this is a different team than they saw last year. And this is the team that is, you know, they're good on both sides of the ball. So you're going to need to throw some things at them, you know, shake it up, change it up, whatever you need to do to get that spark. Like you said, that last drive, that was their best drive. You know, unfortunately, ended for them in a fumble. But let's see what they can, you know, piece together on this drive.
Pirates come back to the line of scrimmage out of this timeout. A shotgun set. Two receivers split out to each side of the field. Faulkner in at quarterback. He's going to keep it on a quarterback keeper. Tries to bounce it up the middle. Kicks out to the outside. He's going to drag a man with him. Try to stay up, but he's going to get a decent gain there on first down for the Pirates.
Yeah, got by that first defender. Looked like he might get through into the second level, but then the defenders were ready for him, and that took a couple of them, but they were able to stop him from getting too much further.
Avon going quick here, second and four. Low snap as Faulkner's going to pitch it out. He's going to get close to the first down, and I think he's going to have it. And I see the number on the far side of the field. It's kind of hard to see the numbers when they're going all the way on the other side of the field from where we're at.
Yeah, and I think he got that first down. Took out the first down marker as well. So the chain gang getting knocked down on one end there. But it looks like, well, looking at the marker, yeah, they are going to give him the first down.
Brady Bierma on the carry there for the Pirates as he got the first down. Brings up first and 10. Ball on the Avon 45 as they go back to pass. Pass is complete. Faulkner hooks up with number 9. That is Tyler Jersma on the catch.
This is the second pass we've seen from the Pirates tonight.
Second and short coming up as Faulkner drops back to pass again. He's going to wind up and look to go deep. has a nice ball, but thrown in double coverage. Lucky that wasn't picked off as it was just short and thrown in double coverage.
Yeah, there were a lot more Wolverines down there. There was three of them right there patrolling the middle of the field. That was definitely a dangerous pass, and he was not throwing a pick.
Third and short coming up past the 50-yard line. They are in Wolverine territory, but kind of right outside of that range. You might see them go for it here on fourth down, but they are down 30-0. Could be an option as Faulkner keeps it on the quarterback keeper, but a flag flies in on the far side of the field.
Yeah, so it's quite short of the first down marker, so it'll be interesting to see the what the flag is for.
It will be fourth down waiting for the flag. Waiting for the white cap to call it out. It looks like he pointed towards Avon. Let's see if it's on the Pirates.
I mean, a little bit of a conference there.
Yeah, I think we're gonna get a false start on the Pirates.
And he's looking over to the Harriet sideline.
It'd be kind of interesting to see if you want to decline this or accept it, because it could bring up fourth down, and they're going to go ahead and accept it, tack on, back them up a little bit more. Because, you know, even if you don't get them, if they could go for it on fourth down because they are in Wolverine territory,
right.
You know, now they're not. So it's more likely going to punt it here if they don't get it here on third and long.
And that was an illegal formation that pushed them back a little bit. So we'll see what they do with it now.
That was a dangerous play from the start as Faulkner tried setting up a screen to Brady Bierema, but it was read right away by Friend at his defensive end spot.
Yeah, what a great read. He had his eye right on the quarterbacks, knew exactly what he was doing. He got right in the way of that pass, almost got his hands on it.
We could have seen a big man touchdown because he would have had nobody near him in the end zone, as it does bring up a fourth and nine, and the Pirates will go ahead and punt Begeman back deep to receive for the Wolverines. A high snap. Bierema with a short punt. Everybody's going to yell Peter and get away. At least that's what we said in high school. Oh, close one, but I think the Wolverines did cover it. It looked like number three for the Wolverines. Cole Zabel didn't even see the football as it bounced right past him. It could have touched him on the leg, so he had to jump on that ball quick.
Yeah, it didn't go very far. It bounced at one between the 40 and 45, and all of a sudden there's the ball. Get on the ball.
Wolverines with great field position, first and 10, just shy of the 50-yard line at their own 45. Approaching halftime here with a minute 9 to go, 30-0. Harriet Selby on top of Avon. Headick in the shotgun, he motions Begeman to the close side. They got trips to the home side of the field. Headick drops back to pass. He's got Begeman wide open in the field. Beats the defense. He's going to walk in for his fourth touchdown of the night. Begeman wide open, and he saw it as soon as he went in motion. Nobody motioned with him. It was his own defense, and he was able to scream across, go down the seam of the field here, and Headick threw a nice ball to get him to the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like you said, wide open. Why are you leaving Begeman wide open? I understand that he could also throw it to Gill. He could throw it to Barker. But it's Begeman. You got to keep somebody on him and at least try to slow him down a little.
Two on the ground tonight, two through the air for Begeman. And that's the deepest pass he's caught tonight because his first one came on a screen.
Right. Yeah, that was a great reception. And he had nothing but green grass in front of him.
Wolverines will go for two as Headed goes under center. He's going to give it up the middle to Begeman, and he's going to walk into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 38-0, 58 seconds to go here before half. I'll go ahead and step away, take 60 seconds. Right back with more Wolverine football here on KMLO.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed, and productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRTNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wald Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wald and Patty Giese, Secretary of Von Wald Law Office, LLC, in Selby.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer.
Welcome you back into nine-man football here in Harriet, South Dakota, as the Wolverines are on top of the Avon Pirates, 38-0, 58 seconds to go here until halftime. Seen a great game so far from Begeman. He's had four touchdowns, two on the ground, and then also caught two so far.
Yeah, and this is why, if you have never seen him in person, he is so fun to watch. He's the Wolverine Swiss Army knife. He really can do it all.
Friend with a short kick, and Avon's going to fall on it as it just quite didn't get out of bounds. I'm not sure if they didn't think it was going to get out of bounds or not, but they will fall on it just shy right at the 30-yard, their own 30-yard line. So first and 10 coming up for Avon. We saw them open up the offense a little bit more, pass it, and it was effective on some plays. Let's see if they go back to it here on their next drive.
Yeah, they were able to move the ball around. You know, Harriet did do a good job of adjusting to that. But if they're going to get back into this one, I think, like you said, they've got to, you know, work in some more patching and, you know, mix it up well and just try to keep the Wolverines on their heels.
And Avon did go ahead and take a timeout. Will tell you the score is 38-0. The scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tougher Farmer Products. Coming up, we got the halftime report. We'll run through area scores here on nine for nine-man football. Is almost, I think, every single playoff game across the state got kicked off tonight. So we'll talk about all those scores along the DRG Media Group stations. As Avon comes now back out of the huddle, 57 seconds to go here till halftime.
And a beautiful night, 52 degrees right now. We haven't dropped a whole lot temperature-wise. Feels like 50, so great night. And I'm sure the guys are feeling good down there on the field.
First and 10 coming up for the Pirates as they're in the shotgun. Faulkner drops back to pass. A quick pass. He's going to be brought down right away on the reception for the Pirates. Oh, they're going to call it incomplete. Say he dropped it as he went to the ground. Faulkner tried to hit up with Jaden Stahl there, the senior. Pass ball is incomplete. We'll bring up second and 10. 48 seconds left here. Faulkner in the shotgun again, a low snap. Tries to get it to Stahl again. He's going to be brought down right away. Called his name on defense quite a few times tonight. That's number 54, Colin Tisdale, flying around the football.
Yeah, he was ready for that one. He saw it coming. A great, you know, quick pass. What they need to do, but the defense was ready and waiting right there and pounced all over that one.
Faulkner back in the shotgun. Two receivers split out on the close side of the field. Another low snap gets it up to Stahl, and Stahl's going to be brought down right away again. Oh, excuse me. I thought I went to – did it go to – did he pitch it to him? I didn't quite see that.
It looked like he did because he did make he got his hands on it or it went – I don't know. That was just crazy. There were so many bodies there.
I thought Stahl had it. I didn't even see him pitch it.
Yeah, the person we thought had the ball did not.
17 seconds left here in the first half. Brings up fourth and two for the Pirates. Looks like they will keep the offense out there and go for it right now.
Yeah, at this point, you know, why not? If you can get it, that, you know, you can just keep on moving down the field.
They bring back in Paxton Bierma. He gets it to Faulkner on the keep in the wishbone. He gets out of bounds. He's going to have a first down. So they will stay here. 12 seconds on the clock. Only burned five there, and you get the first down with the change.
Yeah, able to move the chains, you know, and then getting out of bounds. That was a bonus. That's what they needed to do. So now they can maybe try to look downfield and do one of those big plays that has been happening to them.
And Avon will go ahead and take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take a timeout with them back in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
If you haven't been to the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Itasca, you're missing out. This week's specials are country-style ribs on Thursday, Friday is hamburger steaks, and Saturday, enjoy their ribeye and shrimp scampi. Come back on Sunday for their buffet until 1 p.m. and their build-your-own brat bar and beverage specials. Don't miss their Halloween party this Sunday, too. Good luck, Wolverines, from the crew at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Itasca.
By AgTegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra corporate cooperative today. 38-0 here with 12 seconds to go in the first half. Avon does come to the line of scrimmage in their own territory right on the 45. And it looks like they will go back to the shotgun. Ball is on the ground, a low snap. Paxton Bierma is going to get swarmed, and he will be brought down for a sack. Hunter Friend on the sack. His sixth of the season so far. We're going to get a timeout on the field. Another timeout on the field with 2 seconds to go. Not quite sure. Kind of a questionable timeout here for Harriet Selby, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, there's just 2 ticks on the clock, you know, just – get it going, get into halftime, get your plan together. But, yeah, that was a tough, tough mistake there for Avon. They had 3 men that just booked it downfield. He would have had his options of where to throw the ball had that been a clean handle off the snap, and just couldn't squeeze that ball in to fire it downfield, and the defense took full advantage of that and brought him down in the backfield.
Harriet Selby took the timeout with 2 seconds left. Brings up a second and long. Both teams come back out of the field after this timeout. 38-0, your score here in Harriet. Number one seed Wolverines showing why they are as they drop everybody back deep here. Paxton Bierma will be in the shotgun. Low snap again. He's got to pick it up, and he's going to get sacked right away. Number 54 for the Wolverines, Colin Tisdale there right around the football. He's played great defense so far tonight. We will go to the half, 38-0. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Take 3 minutes. Be back with your halftime report here on KMLO.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
The Super Stop in Harriet is your one-stop shop for gas, diesel, and a whole lot more. Dennis, Wendy, and the gang at the Harriet Super Stop invite you to stop by when you're in the area. You're sure to love their delicious hot stuff pizza, fresh-baked caramel rolls, bars, and cookies. They also feature hot dogs, homemade soups and chili, cappuccino, fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast croissants, many convenience items, and a soft-serve ice cream machine. That's the Super Stop, North Highway 83, Harriet.
Prebook Quality Seed from Seed Solutions Now. Partner with a company that offers quality seed knowledge and customer service in the Leola and Roscoe areas. Order now and pay later with great financing available at Seed Solutions, Wensman, Ray Hybrid, Golden Harvest, and Legend. The Roscoe area, call Gary at 228-1756. That's 228-1756. Or Joel at 281-1000, 281-1000. In the Leola area, call Gary or Joel or Chris at 380-8862. That's 380-8862.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Horstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Horstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Horstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good Luck in the Game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McQuillan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McQuillan Swanson Dental. McQuillan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Welcome into this halftime report. Harriet Selby on the top of Avon, 38-0 at the half. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Casey Miners, Dave Williams here with you on KMLO. We welcome you into the Jensen Rockets and broadcast booth. Harriet Selby up 38-0. Dave, they've looked the part so far tonight here in Harriet.
Yeah, and just like we talked about in the pregame, they can score so many different ways, on the ground and in the air, and they've done both tonight. No surprise to us.
And again, Harriet on top, 38-0. Going to look at some of the area scores that we have. Dave will run you through the nine-man scores, but looking at some of the area scores we have right now, the Governor's on top early, 2 minutes in, already 14-0. Brian sending us that update. And then in Oneida, Soli Butte's tied at half, 14-14 with Irene Wakanda. And last time we knew, Lyman was on top of Castlewood 6-2 early in the second.
Yeah, the Chargers have got their hands full again tonight. But the other two games in 9B, Hitchcock, Delaire, and Del Rapids St. Mary's scoreless as they are in the first quarter. 5 minutes left in the first quarter, scoreless as well between Cadoga area and DeSmet. As we look at 9A games, Cannon Stota on top of Warner right now with 9 minutes left in the first quarter. Harding County Bison leading Phillip 8-0. As you mentioned, Lyman in the lead 12-10. They're at halftime right now. And Gregory Woolsey Wessington, they're going to be getting underway here shortly. So those are the nine main scores that I have right now.
I'm going to run through those great sponsors that bring this game to you. Bank West, Thorntonson Trucking in Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance in Harriet, Selby Medical Clinic, Thorntonson Lazy TV Ranch, McLean Swanson Dental, Shorty's One Stop in Selby, Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Cam Wall Electric, Harriet Livestock, Linscope Implement, Uptown Market, Vaughn Wildlife Law Offices, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heal, Sportsman's Bar and Grill, Harriet Concrete, Brandon Brothers Trucking, Walworth County Care Center, Harriet Superstop, Mobridge Livestock and Seed Solutions of Rose Corps. Go ahead, step away, take another three-minute break. Be back with more here on the Halftime Report on KMLO.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marin Beal Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinbeal.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marin Beal Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit harrietlivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talks, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus the discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah!
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Congratulations to the Harriet Selby Wolverines football team from the team at Walworth County Care Center in Selby. If you're looking to join a winning team, look no further than the Walworth County Care Center. They offer retirement, health and life insurance, paid vacation, pickup shift incentives, and more. They have full-time and part-time positions, RNs, LPNs, CMAs, and CNA positions. They will also train and test on-site for CMAs and CNAs. To apply or for more information, call 605-649-7663 or visit their Facebook page.
.38 your score here at the half. Just about 3 minutes left until we get kicked off here. Casey Miners, Dave Williams with you here in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth. Brendan Begeman, a heavy dose. We heard Tom Culver, head coach of Avon, say in his keys to success, they want to limit the big plays. Haven't done that so far tonight.
No, and it is tough to do. You know, I mean, these guys, yeah, Begeman is the man. We've seen it. 4 touchdowns already. He can run all over the place. We saw him catch one and run it in. So it's hard to contain him. But even if, you know, you double him, which is going to be hard to do because you've got Gill and Barber who can catch. You know, they've, you know, been able to get into the passing game this season and have done a great job. You've got Vetter who can also catch and run. He does more on the ground than anything, but this is a team that they've just got so many ways that they can beat you. It's hard to defend, and it's not that Avon has played bad defense. Overall, they have played well. They've shut things down up the middle. Begeman, all of his yards and all of his runs where he's broken open have been to the outside. So, and that's tough to contain.
Yeah, and he's had a 50-yard touchdown run, a 60-plus yard touchdown catch, another 60-yard-plus touchdown run, and then a 45-yard touchdown catch. So it's not like in his first touchdown run, it was a broken play.
It was.
You know, they had him stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he just had the vision and the footwork to be able to bounce it out to the outside and run it in for a touchdown.
Yeah, he went completely across the field and, I mean, changed direction on that. I mean, that was just unbelievable to watch. I mean, he was coming towards this near sideline towards us, and there just wasn't anything there. The defense shifted over. He had the heads up, cut it across the field, and there was nobody there to stop him.
And we saw Avon's last 2 or 3 drives there in that first half be more effective than they were all night long. They were able to spread that Harriet Selby defense out, especially when they started throwing the football.
Yeah, and you have to give kudos to the defense for the Wolverines. They didn't even give up a first down until the second quarter. And, you know, Avon was able to string 3 together, and it looked like they were going to get into the end zone, but that fumble really, I think, kind of took the wind out of their sails because they finally got something going, and then next thing you know, the Wolverines have the ball to take.
We will go ahead, step away, take another break. We'll be right back in 1 minute for kickoff here of the second half on KMLO.
This is Casey Perman from Mobridge Livestock, a proud sponsor of this game. We appreciate all of our customers we're able to do business with throughout the year. We are proud to be able to sell some of the best cattle in the United States and are gracious to the cattlemen that raise them. We have regular sales every Thursday and special sales in season. For information, go to MobridgeLivestock.com. Call 1-800-658-3598. Good luck in tonight's game from the crew at Mobridge Livestock.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
38-0, your score here at the half. Casey Miners, Dave Williams here in Harriet, South Dakota, almost to the North Dakota border. Not quite yet, but we're almost there. Is the number one overall seed in the 9B playoffs. Harriet Selby leads Avon 38-0. That was the score update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. We bring you into the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth here on KMLO. Coming up a little bit later on at the end of the game, you want to stay tuned. We'll have our big play of the game and player of the game. Me and Dave have some great nominees so far already for that. We'll discuss that. That all coming up at the end of the game. Dave, what do you need for both teams to come out and have a successful second half here as we get set to start with kickoff?
Well, for Harriet, just keep the pedal down. Do what you've been doing. They've been playing well on both sides of the ball. For Avon, I think they need to continue to kind of shake things up. Try something different. You're down 38-0. It's going to be hard to come back against a team as well-rounded as Harriet. But you want to try and get some things put together. You know, try to get into the end zone. Make that your first goal and then see what happens from there. But they've, you know, they finally just realized we need to throw the ball a little bit. It wasn't super effective, but it was different. It was not what the Wolverines had seen.
And it opened up the defense more, I thought, because it backed the linebackers off who were playing. You know, you had Hedick and Begman who were both playing. Hedick at the one of the cornerback spots, but Begman at one of the outside linebackers. Both walked up the line of scrimmage, and they were able pretty easy to read what was happening.
Yeah, so, you know, if they can continue to, you know, work in some passes. I mean, I know you can't just continue to sling the thing, but they, you know, when they did, like you said, they opened things up, and maybe you can find a hole here and there when you look to do that. So we'll see what they bring here in the second half.
Again, your score 38-0 here at the half as we get set about 30 seconds away from a kickoff as Harriet Selby area will kick away. Avon will receive the second half kickoff as both teams come back out back deep to receive. For the Pirates is Braxton Brady Bierema and Faulkner. And kicking away for Harriet Selby's Friend's been doing the kickoffs all night tonight as we get set to start the second half, 38-0. We'll see a little bit more throwing the football for Avon as they got to kind of come back quick, and we'll see if Harriet Selby will kind of slow things down and run the football a little bit more, which they've done pretty well tonight so far.
Yeah, and that's something they can do. They can score quick, as we said. They can milk the clock. So, you know, you get the ball on offense, why not try to, you know, milk some minutes off while you can.
Friends set to kick as we get the second half underway. Sends a low squib kick. It will be picked up on the back line as Brady Bierema let it roll. He's going to have no blockers. Great pursuit by the Wolverines. Open field tackle by number 20, Brendan Brigham, there with the open field tackle.
Yeah, a little trouble handling the ball again, and by that time your blockers are way gone, and you're pinned back probably a lot further than you were hoping for.
And that's something we've seen both teams struggle with on punts so far and on kickoffs, is picking up the football. You know, it might be a little wet out there now that the sun's down and it's cooled off, but you never know. Both teams struggle with this so far as the Pirates come under the line of scrimmage. Ball goes up the middle to a Faulkner. He'll be brought down for a short gain. Second down coming up. Bring up second and six for the Pirates. Pirates deep in their own territory, probably going to run the football until they get a little more room and then open up that passing game again that was a little effective, that was pretty well effective, I should say, in that first half. Ball goes up the middle to Faulkner again. Excuse me, that was number 10, Brady Bierema on the carry. Him and both their running backs about the same height. You know, they run that aggressive style. It's hard to tell the two apart sometimes.
Very similar enough there to get the first down. So they get to move the change and get a fresh set.
First and 10 coming up for the Pirates. The ball goes to the outside, and that is Faulkner. He had a lane. Excuse me, Bierma again. He had a lane to run, but Harriet Selby was able to pursue and get him before a big gain. But it'll be a first down for the Pirates. He could have broken that wide open and gone to the house.
Yeah, and he'd been able to get past that defender. Boy, it looked like he was getting ready to run it all the way to the end zone, but a good run there, just what they needed, back-to-back first downs.
Avon comes in the wishbone offense. As the give is to Faulkner on the far side of the field, trying to bounce it out to the outside. He's got a room to run. He's got a lane. Cuts the corner and will be drug out of bounds. Fumbles it out of bounds. And it will go out of bounds, and the Pirates will retain possession here. First and 10 coming up for Avon again. Back-to-back plays. Good runs lead to first downs.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're looking for to start off the second half. Some great runs. They're finding some lanes and taking full advantage. And you know, now they're right on the edge of Wolverine territory.
Ball placed at midfield. Pirates come to the line of scrimmage. They will be in the wishbone set. Paxton Bierma, the quarterback, goes under center. Faulkner, Mooter, and Brady Bierma in the backfield. First and 10 for the Pirates. Ball at the 50-yard line as they gives up the middle. Landon Mooter on the carry. Gets a good game. We'll bring up second down. 8:57 to go here in the third quarter. 3 minutes already come off the clock just by this Avon run defense. You know, they kind of might have to speed stuff up if they want to chip in to this Harriet Selby lead.
Yeah, at this point in the game, you can't try to take your time. You've got to move the ball quickly and effectively.
Brady Bierma is going to be wrapped up in the backfield on the tackle again. We've called his name all night on defense, number 54, Colin Tisdale. One of those players we'll have to keep in mind come the end of the game when we name the player of the game.
Yeah, it seems like he's everywhere in the field. That there's more than one of him, but there's not. He's just playing that well on defense, sniffed that one out, and took him back to the original line of scrimmage.
And it's almost like they're playing a 4-4-1 here on defense for Harriet Selby. As the ball's going to be kept by Paxton Bierma, he's got a lane to run. And right there on the tackle again, Tisdale gets it for the Wolverines. Paxton Bierma could have broke that, but Tisdale hung on for dear life and was like, you're coming down with me.
Not this time, you're not.
Fourth down coming up. Pirates looking to go for it. Well, looks like we got somebody down here on the close sideline. Not sure what happened.
Yeah, I think it's the players came over and everybody kind of converged over there. One of the folks on the sideline got hit and is down right now, so hopefully everything is okay. The referee came over and said, we're going to take a timeout here.
Yeah, wait to get him up for this fourth down. Happens again. It'll be fourth and pretty long, five coming up. Still attended to him on the sideline. Officials talking with Avon coach there. Looks like a little kid that was hurt. That's not good.
Yeah. I think he's one of the kids that helps out on the
sideline. Yeah, he's up and he gets a standing ovation by everybody.
It's a little guy, so that hit, I'm sure, was not too good to feel.
All the players took a knee, and they'll put their helmets back on. Has he got a standing ovation? You like to see that he gets up okay.
Absolutely. Update in the third quarter. 4 minutes left. Sully Futes is ahead of Irene Wakanda, 22-20.
And I know, so talking to David, that's the score that he was kind of worried about because Irene Wakanda's played all teams above them so far this season, as they will get a reverse here by Brady Bierma. He will get the first down on a 4th and 5.
Big run to break right there, and that's continuing to string these first downs together, but at the same time, taking some time to do that when you need to just strike quick.
Yeah, they've almost 5 minutes have ticked off the clock so far, 7:20 on the clock, 38-0 your score. Harriet Selby on top of the Avon Pirates. Bierma goes under center. In the wishbone set, three backs in the backfield. The give is to Mooter up the middle. He'll get a short gain to bring up a second and long for the Pirates. Now, they're in four down territory, so we're kind of looking at this as, you know, three plays. We have three plays to get that first down and keep this drive going.
Yeah, and that was a good start right there to get a good chunk of yards. And now, like you said, you know, you've got three more downs to go. Just keep, you know, trying to get those yards and hope something big opens up.
Paxton Bierma under center for the Pirates. As they go quick and they give it up to Brady Bierma, he'll have a short gain, bringing up a third and long. Now let's see if they open up the playbook here, because this, you do have four down territory, but you're still a third and about eight to go here to get the first down.
We'll see if they pull out some of those pass plays. Now would be a really great time to do that, as you said, and just, you know, kind of throw the Wolverines defense off. See if you can pick up that first down. You got to do what you've got to do.
Checking into the ball game for the Pirates is Noah Watcorn, as he will line up in that fullback spot, and they will back up to pass. Paxton Bierma throws deep. He's got Faulkner wide open. He's going to catch it and walk into the end zone for a touchdown.
Just like we were talking about, that's what you need to do. You know, you've been chunking down the field a little here, a little there, and break open a big play.
And that's what that wishbone offense does to you. You're so used to the run. Hedick got caught with his eyes in the backfield. Didn't catch Faulkner coming out on the wheel route. And they were able, and Paxton Bierma was able to throw a perfect ball for a touchdown here. And Avon gets on the board 38-6. Pirates will go 4-2, have it on the far hash. Bierma under center, four backs in the backfield. Brady Bierma, Faulkner, and Mutter back there. Bierma snaps it and gives it to Faulkner, and he's going to have nowhere to go. A little bit chirping back and forth by both teams there. 5:42 to go here in the third quarter. Harriet Selby on top, 38-6. Step away, take a minute break. We're back with more playoff football on KMLO.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. Bank West. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a local company to do your grain hauling, call Horstenson Trucking in Selby. They pride themselves on being professional, on time, and having competitive rates. Horstenson Trucking is also looking for drivers. They have both new and late model equipment running regional and local. Call Austin at 605-850-3852. Plus, drug and alcohol testing is available at a low cost of only $40 per test. Call Shane at 605-520-8600. Horstenson Trucking, Selby, South Dakota.
38-6, 5:42 to go here in the third quarter. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Welcome you into the Jensen Rocket Sand broadcast booth here on KMLO. KC Miners, Dave Williams alongside this journey with you tonight as the Pirates just finally got on the board. They're going to have a high kick. It's going to go straight out of bounds. Not the best kick there by Brady Bierma, as Harriet Selby will get great field position, already up 38-6.
Yeah, an interesting choice for the kickoff there. You know, you do want to keep it away from Beckerman as much as you can, but you're also giving them good field position where we've seen them score all the way from the one-yard line tonight. So, it, you know, really is their bad field position for the Wolverines in this game so far.
Good field position for the Wolverines, as it will be marked at the 35-yard line. 38-6, your score here in Harriet, South Dakota, as the Wolverines have come to the line of scrimmage. Looks like the officials are talking.
Just got an update on the Peer Governor score at the end of one of 21-0, as they're rolling as well.
And they're the one seed in 11AA, so they're playing great tonight. Looks like we're going to get a penalty on Harriet Selby. We'll back him up even further. So first and quite a bit coming up here for the Wolverines. Now, I didn't see the ref throw a flag, so I don't know if the chain gang will move with him too, because I wonder if there was a penalty on the two-point conversion that they're marking off here on the kickoff, and that's probably the case now as the chain gang moves with the football.
Yeah, it could be. I didn't see any flags. There wasn't any indication from the referee, so we'll see what they can do with this position.
Wolverines have it first and 10, ball on their own 28-yard line, 5:42 to go here in the third quarter. Avon able to get on the scoreboard on their last drive. So it is 38-6. Hedick will come to the line of scrimmage. Two backs in the backfield. One receiver split out to the far side of the field. A tight end on the far side as well. The give is to Begeman, and he's got room to run. Gets past the second blocker. He's going to be tough to bring down as he's just going to be short of a first down. A nice 7-yard carry there for Brandon Begeman.
Yeah, got into that second level, and it's a good thing they brought him down because he just had to beat a couple of people, and he'd been off to the races again.
Four touchdowns tonight for Begeman. The only, more than him and Vetter, the only two to score tonight for the Wolverines. So we've seen a nice dose of both of them. Begeman getting the majority of the carries, but we've also seen Vetter in the short yardage package. As Hedick goes in the shotgun, Begeman in the backfield, two receivers split out on each side of the field. Motions Begeman out. We're going to get a false start, I believe, on the Wolverines, and it does look like a false start. Back him up 5 yards, bringing up second and long.
Yeah, one of the linemen was anticipating what was going on and just couldn't hold still any longer. Once they threw the flag, he just gave up and just rolled onto his back.
And they motioned Begeman out like they did earlier on his touchdown catch. I wonder if they're going to try to run the same play and catch the defense sleeping. Got 4:30 coming up, 2nd and 7 here for the Wolverines. Trips to the close side of the field. Hedick gives it to Begeman on the reverse. Begeman's got room to run if he gets the corner. Great block thrown by Vetter, but it might be coming back with a block in the back. You can scratch this touchdown off the board, I believe, as Begeman rumbles to the end zone. But I believe it's going to be coming back for a block in the back.
Yeah, it's always tough when, you know, you go that far, you break out a great run, and yeah, one of the guys
made
a boo-boo.
Yeah, it was right as Begeman cut back over the middle of the field, Vetter threw a block, and the defender happened to turn his back, and right in front of the official, shoved him down, so a block in the back negates a big touchdown off the board for the Wolverines, still 38-6, your score, 4:08 left here in the third quarter. Now we're getting a second and long, again coming up for Harriet Selby.
Yeah, and, you know, here you just had Begeman run almost the entire length of the field, so you know he's just like going, come on, guys, I got to catch my breath. What was that?
We'll bring up 2nd and 8 as they mark it. It is from the spot of the foul, so only a penalty lossage of a yard for the Wolverines as Hedick is in the shotgun. Going to keep it on a quarterback. Keeper cuts it back up to the far side of the field. He's going to be close to the first down. That far line judge is just, I think, a half a yard short. Let's see if they give it to him, and I think they're going to mark him just short.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be just shy. Another great run there by Hedick. Just a tuck and run, and he made a good play out of that.
Third and about half a yard coming up for the Wolverines as they come to the line of scrimmage. In an I formation, Hedick under center, two backs in the backfield, a receiver on the close side of the home side of the field. As Hedick's going to keep it on a quarterback keeper, and he will have the first on the second one we've seen tonight. The Harriet Selby coach, hey, Randall, dial up that quarterback sneak and get him the first down.
Yeah, when you've got a quarterback like Hedick, where he can reel off those runs and you're getting the blocking, you might as well take advantage of that, get the first down and keep the clock running, keep moving down the field and add to that lead.
I mean, it's not like he's a small guy, 295 pounds.
Yeah,
so
he's not somebody you want to see running at you.
First and 10 coming up for the Wolverines, 2:35 left here in the third. As that's a broken play, Hedick's trying to make something out of it. He's going to get a couple yards. It was a high snap, a little off to his left. So I wonder if he was trying to hand the ball off but just didn't have time, or he was looking to drop back to pass. And the defense was there pretty quick on that play as well.
Yeah, they came swarming in. He had a little tough time, but was able to make a little something out of it. Got maybe about a yard on that. So a good heads up to just, you know, bring the ball down and see what you can get.
A little bit of a score update for you. Solely Buttes on top of Irene Wakanda, 30-20 there in the third quarter. As the give is to Begeman, as he's following his blockers, he'll get a short gain and will bring third down right at the 45-yard line of the Wolverines. Time still keeps ticking off the clock. I think if you're here at Selby this half, just keep this clock running and let's get home and move on to the next round.
Absolutely. You're looking to keep your season alive, and they're in the driver's seat right now. So, you know, if you get a big play, you get a big play, but you can take your time going down the field at this point.
Minute 25 left here in the third quarter, 28-6, your score, third down coming up for the Wolverines as they pitch it out to Begeman. Begeman's going to make a man miss. He's going to get close to the first. He gets the first down on the second effort. It's going to take pretty much all of the Avon defense to bring him down on that play.
Yeah, that was a beautiful run to watch because he was right along the sideline, had to dance in and around defenders. It picked up the first down as well, had the awareness to stay in bounds. And that effort gets them a fresh set of downs.
Clock continues to roll. As the Wolverines are up 32 here in Harriet on a beautiful night. Great crowd for both teams coming out and supporting their local high schools in the 9B quarterfinals. As Hedick is in the shotgun, he drops back to pass. He's got receivers going out the middle, rolls out, looking for somewhere to go. Now sets his feet. He's got somebody open over the middle, but just a little out in front of number three, Cole Zabel.
Yeah, he was looking. The defense was great, and, you know, he had to try and hit Zabel on the run. It wasn't going to be an easy pass, and even with Zabel stretching out to try and get it, they weren't able to connect on that one.
I think the Wolverines will be content to take this clock down and go into the fourth and final quarter. 12 minutes left to play, 38-6, your score here on KMLO. Go ahead, step away, take a quick break. Right back in a minute with more playoff football here on KMLO.
At the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, our team is dedicated to the traditions of service. We offer a wide array of products to accommodate all your financial needs, including checking and savings accounts, CDs, IRAs, loans, debit cards, credit cards, a 24-hour ATM, and online banking. Make sure to check out our special notices in your monthly bank statements. We are the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock, member FDIC. Proud to serve you and proud to support the Wolverines.
Congratulations, Harriet Selby Wolverines, on a great season from all of us at Selby Medical Clinic and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinic. It takes a lot of hard work as a team to accomplish the goals that you set out to achieve. So we here at Selby Medical Clinic are here to get you from one win to the next. Good luck in the game from Clint Perman, physician assistant, and Dr. Emily Bowden at Selby Medical Clinic and our whole team at Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Go Wolverines!
Welcome back into Harriet, South Dakota. Casey Miners, Dave Williams here in the Jensen Rockinson broadcast booth. Your score as we get set to start the fourth quarter. Harriet Selby on top, 38-6 over the Avon Pirates. That score update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Flip the sides of the field. Harriet Selby in Avon territory as they come second and 10 just past the 50-yard line. Ball on the Pirate 47. Hedick drops back to pass. Decides to set up a screen for Begeman, but rolls out to the outside. He might take this himself. He's got some room. Makes the man miss. He's going to be just shy of the first down, about 4 yards short. But nice recognition by Hedick to realize nobody's open because they tried setting up a screen for Begeman. He rolled out to the far side, able to pick up yardage.
Yeah, that's what makes him such a good quarterback is he knew what he wanted to do. It wasn't there. There was pressure coming. Rolls out and almost turns it into a first down.
30 seconds off the fourth quarter clock, 38-6, your score. Third and a short four coming up for the Wolverines, more than likely four down territory because they're on the plus side of the 50. Headache in the shotgun. Begeman next to him. Three receivers split to the close side of the field. So they give it to Begeman. He's going to try to bounce it out to the outside, and he's off to the races, and nobody's going to touch him. He's at the 10-5. He's got a reservation for six. His fifth tonight makes it 44-6 for the Wolverines.
That's right. Tom Beaudet left the light on for him again at Motel 6. Man, he's unbelievable to watch.
Five touchdowns now on the night for Brendan Begeman, 44-6 as the Wolverines will go for two. On the clock, just a minute off the play clock so far in this fourth quarter. Again, coming up at halftime, we'll wrap up the game, give you the big play of the game, the player of the game, and talk about area finals as well as headache has it. Looking for somebody who just tries to get rid of it. That two-point completion will not be good as we will have a 44-6 score. Go ahead, take a minute break. Right back with more nine-man football here on KMLO.
With low margins, cutting costs is the key to profitability. Saturday, March 4th, Lazy TV Ranch will be selling Angus and Belenzer bulls. Bulls are efficiency tested, affordably priced, and easy to handle. Bred for rancher profitability, these bulls will fire more fertility, better feed conversion, and better longevity. Be in the seats on March 4th, 2023 at the Ranch West of Selby. They offer free keep and volume discounts and a complete satisfaction guarantee. Check out their website, BelenzerBulls.com, or follow them on Facebook.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Welcome back into nine-man football here on KMLO. The Harriet Selby Wolverines lead the Avon Pirates 44-6 here, 11 minutes to go in the fourth and a final quarter. They did have to retry the two-point conversion because the late flag came in for pass interference, but it was end up not being good, so their score stands at 44-6 as the Wolverines get set to kick off yet again.
And another update from one of the other games on our sister station, KPLO. Lyman beats Castlewood at the end of 3-18-16. So a tight matchup there.
Yeah, talking to Darren, I know that he was a little worried about the tight game too. But I mean, both teams came in with a great record. Castlewood only with two losses. So I know when we went and did the Miller and Highmore Herald volleyball game on the way up, he was talking about it, that he was excited. He said he could have a good one, and he certainly does tonight.
Yeah, it looks like the Raiders are in a, you know, kind of a title fight out there with the way that one's going.
44-6, your score here in Harriet. That score update brought to you by Real Tough Pharma Products. Casey Miners, Dave Williams with you in the Jensen Rockin' Santa broadcast booth. As Hunter Friend gets set to kick off for the Wolverines, back deep to receive for the Pirates is Cade Faulkner and Brady Bierma. Squib kick up the middle is going to be taken by one of the up men, and they're just going to fall on it. Pirates will get decent field position here, ball on their own 35-yard line, as they're going to look to try to cut into this big lead by Harriet Selby, 44-6, with just under 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, I mean, they were able to get into the end zone on their last drive to cut into the lead. But the problem is, you give it right back to the Wolverines, and what do? They go back down to date score.
Yeah. Avon to the line of scrimmage in the wishbone offense. Three backs in the backfield. Paxton Bierma under center. The give will be to a Faulkner. He's going to try to make a man miss. Bounces out to the outside. Makes a man miss. Got one man to beat as he gets towards the sideline and well into Harriet Selby territory up past the 40-yard line.
Yeah, nice run right there, making the Wolverines miss. Just ran out of real estate and had to step out of bounds at around the Wolverine 40, but a very good run.
They will mark him out right at the 40. So far in the season, Cade Faulkner, their leading rusher, over 700 yards, averaging 7 yards per carry. First and 10, now ball on the Wolverine 44. Avon, as they're looking to chip into this 44-6 lead. The ball is given to Brady Bierema as he will be brought down shortly after he gets it. A short gain on the play brings up second and long for the Pirates. Clock still running because we are in a continuous clock right now.
So, yeah, if you're the Pirates, you just want to keep, you know, getting those first downs. They were able to, you know, keep running it and then break out that big play. Can they do that again?
Second and eight coming up. Ball on the Wolverine 38-yard line. Refs come in and blow a whistle. They're going to get an official timeout. Looks like a player's got to check out of the game. Must have been an equipment malfunction or something, but Nathan Bradford had to check out of the football game. Probably sit out this play and come back in. Paxton Bierema under center. Gives it to Brady. Brady Bierema trying to bounce it out to the outside. Doesn't get much. And it'll bring up a third and long. Avon definitely in four down territory. As I think even if they were on their 10-yard line, probably be in four down territory right now.
Yeah, you just want to try and rack up as many points as you can. And here, as we're working our way to the end of the game.
Third and six coming up for the Pirates as they come to the line of scrimmage in the wishbone offense. Bierema under center, three backs in the backfield. The give is to Faulkner, makes a couple man miss, but is able to be brought down by a group of Wolverines shortly after that, and will bring up a fourth down for the Pirates.
Zabel in on that tackle there for the Wolverines.
Fourth and six for the Pirates. So they come to the line of scrimmage in the wishbone offense, three backs in the backfield. Everybody up tight on the line of scrimmage for the Wolverines as they drop back to pass. Paxton Bierman's got a man open, and he's going to hit him. And he is going to walk into the end zone, I believe. It's hard to see. Are they going to mark him just short? They're going to mark him just short at the one-yard line. On the reception was Brady Bierema for a big play, the same route they ran earlier in the game when they scored their touchdown.
Yeah, had the receiver wide open, and now they're in a great short field, you know, where they can punch it in. They've got plenty of guys that can do that for them.
First and goal on the 1:07:20 to go here for the Pirates as they are down 44-6. Harriet Selby on top. Paxton Bierema goes under center. He will keep it for the quarterback keeper, and he will be in the end zone. Paxton Bierema on the 1 yard carry makes it 44-12 now. Avon chipping slowly away at this big lead. Pirates will go for two. Both teams still with three timeouts. 7:07 left here in the ball game. Three backs in the backfield. The defense in tight on this two-point conversion attempt. The ball will be given to Brady Bierema. He will walk into the end zone for a two-point conversion. 44-14, 7:07 left here in Harriet. Go ahead, step away, take a minute break. Right back with more nine-man football here on KMLO.
It's game time, and Shorty's One Stop wishes the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that Wanda and the staff support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your game with hustle, and remember, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. Shorty's has your favorite candy bar, salty snacks, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours. We'll get you there. So save me a seat. And remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Farming and ranching is the backbone of our local economy, and like any business, it comes with risk. Federal crop insurance products were developed and continue to evolve to help farmers and ranchers manage weather risks. Marinville Insurance has been delivering the federal crop insurance programs as well as company-specific products since they became available. Let us help you wade through the options and make good decisions on products that make sense for your operation. Stop by our local office, visit our website at marinville.com, or call us to set up a visit. Marinville Insurance is a proud sponsor of area athletics.
7:07 on the game clock here in Harriet as the Wolverines are up 44-14 over the Avon Pirates. Avon, two back-to-back nice touchdown drives as they're able to chip into this and now make it a 30-point game with 7:07 left.
Yeah, great job there. They, you know, driving down the field, using the run that they're known for, and then throwing in that long bomb, and worked out once again.
Nice kick there by Brady Bierma, picked up by Gill. Gill's going to try to reverse field, set up his blocks, makes a man miss, but doesn't get much after that, as the Wolverines will have it just past their own 30-yard line with 7:07 left here on the clock. Well, actually, the clock should have been going, so we'll take a couple seconds off.
Looks like we're going to have a timeout on the field by Avon.
And Avon will go ahead and take a timeout. We'll step away with him back in 30 seconds here on KMLO.
Did you know Camwall Electric in Selby provides more than electricity? They also offer a full-service wiring crew, Marathon water heaters, and now you can manage your entire electric account 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by computer, tablet, or smartphone with the Smart Hub app. Easily check your electric usage, make payments, communicate directly with Camwall, and always look forward to new features on the horizon. Just download the Smart Hub app today. Camwall Electric, your Touchstone energy partner.
That timeout brought to you by AgTegra. Acres Ahead can maximize your farmer's earnings potential straight from the start. Contact your local AgTegra cooperative today. 44-13, your score here with 6:52 to go in the game. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. Casey Miners, Dave Williams here in the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth in Harriet, South Dakota, bringing you this 9B quarterfinal action. Number one overall seed, Harriet Selby, leading number eight seed, Avon Pirates, 44-14, as both teams come back out after this timeout. Ball will be placed on the Harriet Selby 32-yard line. So we're going to get a whistle. Are we going to get a false start? Or are we going to get encroachment? I think we're going to get encroachment on the defense. So gain 5 yards for the Wolverines.
Yeah, much like we saw when they were stuck down there on their 1 yard line, and a nice hard count from Hedick was able to give them a cushion then, and you get another little 3-5 here again.
Hedick under center, two backs in the backfield, two receivers split out on each side of the field. Hedick just winding the clock down. If they need to, Selby can take up most of the ball. But that was blown up in the backfield. Number 28 for the Wolverines on the carry. Austin Hogue, the freshman running back, was blown up in the backfield.
Yeah, nowhere for him to go. Got the ball, and that was it. You're done.
Was able to gain a couple yards to the 2-yard gain by the push and the lineman up front. Harriet Selby bringing in some of the backups that might not see much time during the week. We also have a new quarterback into the game, as he's going to roll out to the far side. He's got green grass to go, and he's going to get a decent gain. On the carry was Wade Grange, a 6'260-pound junior in at quarterback now for the Wolverines. Third and four coming up for the Wolverines. 5:09 left here on the clock, 44-14. Harriet Selby on top, looking to advance to the semifinals next week. A little bit of an update. Last time we knew, Soli Buttes on at top of Irene Wakanda, a 30-28 at the end of the third quarter. Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage. Gage under center, two backs in the backfield. Two receivers split out to the far side of the field, one on the close side. He drops back to pass. Rolling out. It's going to have nobody open. Kind of get it himself. He's going to be just short of the fourth down. I think they might give it to him here. Let's see where they end up marking. It looked like he was just short, but it might have had a 6-yard gain on the quarterback keeper. And it will be a gain of six, and it will be a first down for the Wolverines. Great heads-up play, noticing that Gage didn't have receivers open on back-to-back plays and able to scramble and get the first down.
Yeah, he's been paying attention to Hedick back there. You know, sometimes that's what you've got to do. There's nothing downfield. Use your legs, see what you can get. And so far, you know, he's had to do that on these last couple of opportunities.
Grage goes under center. Two backs in the backfield. One receiver split out on each side of the field. Gives it up to the running back. That is number 28, Augie on the carry. The freshman running back, 160 pounds, 335 to go, 44-14. Harriet Selby can run most of this clock out if they want to. Second and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. Grage back under center in the I formation. Two receivers split out on each side of the field. Tosses it to Haig as he's going to have some room here. Bounces off a couple tacklers. He's going to be brought down by a group of Pirate defenders. And will be second down coming up just shy of 50. Ball still in Harriet Selby territory.
Yeah, looked like he had to run a long ways to get those few yards. But, hey, it's positive yards, and that's what you want.
Comes up as a gain of 3, 3rd and 7 coming up, 2:40 left here in the ballgame. Wolverines come to the line of scrimmage. Rage under center. Pitches it out to Hogue. Bounces it out to the outside, makes a man miss. He's got the first down and more. A great run by the freshman running back, Poston Hogue, as he gets the first down and keeps this game going, and that can pretty much run down the clock now here for the Wolverines.
Yeah, that's what they needed, just to keep the clock running and move down the field. And what a great run there by the backups.
First and 10 coming up for the Wolverines. Score up a date from Oneida. Irene Wakanda takes the lead 36-30 with 5:28 left there in the fourth. Winner of that game will more than likely get Harriet Selby next week. Minute 37 left here in the football game. Harriet Selby up by 30 as Hogue gets the carry again, and he's going to be dropped for a loss in the backfield, a yard loss for the freshman running back.
And the seesaw battle in Oneida keeps going back. Irene Wakanda had 36-30 with 5 to go in that game.
Be a good game. Interesting to see what David has to say, you know, tomorrow, because I think he expected a good ball game.
Definitely he's got one on his hands.
Everybody's got a good game tonight. It's the peer. The Govs game should be getting pretty close to halftime.
I think last I saw, they were about 5 minutes out, so.
50 seconds left here, and Grage is going to go ahead and kneel it down. One more play left should end the football game here for us, as Harriet Selby is going to advance to the semifinals and will take on the winner of Irene Wakanda and Soli Buttes next week. More than likely, Harriet will get a home game. Not sure where that game will be at, but we will be there, so you won't. You can tune in next week right here on at KMLO. 18 seconds still on the clock. Avon will wrap up their season 5-5. And that will do it for us here tonight in Harriet. 44-14, your final. That score board update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products. We'll be right back with the post-game report. Casey Hunters, Dave Williams with you. You listen to Nine-Man Football again. Harriet Selby wins 44-14. Right back with the post-game here on KMLO.
Harriet Livestock is the home of the Friday Sale. Active sales every Friday with numerous special sales held throughout the year. For upcoming sales and more information about Harriet Livestock, visit HarrietLivestock.com. For livestock appraisal, just call 605-437-2265. Like and follow Harriet Livestock on Facebook for up-to-the-minute market reports and news. Good luck, Wolverine students and athletes, from everyone at Harriet Livestock Market.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment that's proven for over a century. Tractors that are adaptable and versatile. Hay tools backed by a 2-year warranty. Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. And productive SSV skid steers. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Get all of your Kubota products at Automotive Company of Isabel or Linsco Implement in Mobridge.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
The best seat in the house is where you are right now for this game. In the stands, where you can feel the intense competition every play. In the car, between here and there, listening to all the action or watching it on DRTNews.com. Get comfy because it isn't over yet. Von Wall Law Office proudly sponsors this broadcast and proudly supports the Wolverines. Good luck from John and Lisa Von Wall and Patty Giese, secretary of Von Wall Law Office, LLC in Selby.
You guys ready for the game?
All right. Well, management told me they weren't paying me for pep talks, so I'm going to stop now.
You know that place between saving money and sacrificing quality?
We are so there.
What's the point of saving money if you get lousy results, especially when it comes to car insurance? State Farm can give you the right amount of coverage, plus with discounts up to 40%. You'll like how much you can save. State Farm is there.
See State Farm agent Doug Heil in Mobridge or call 845-3603.
Discounts may vary 5 to 40% state to state.
Yeah!
If you haven't been to the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Itasca, you're missing out. This week's specials are country-style ribs on Thursday, Friday is hamburger steaks, and Saturday, enjoy their ribeye and shrimp scampi. Come back on Sunday for their buffet until 1 p.m. and their build-your-own brat bar and beverage special. Don't miss their Halloween party this Sunday, too. Good luck, Wolverines, from the crew at the Sportsman Bar and Grill in Itasca.
.44-14 your final here as we welcome you into the Jensen Rock and Sand broadcast booth for this post-game wrap-up. And Dave, it was really not in question tonight. Harriet Selby only scored one touchdown in the second half, but they had all the time in the world with the running clock. And right as we're getting ready to come into the postgame, we just learned that Trey Hedick went over 5,000 career yards and Brendan Begman's racked up 6,000. So a great career for both of those Wolverines.
Yeah, absolutely. They have done a great job over their career. They want to continue, just like Coach Randall said, the last couple of years have been good, but they haven't ended it the way they want. They keep playing like this, they are going to end it the way they want.
And I think nobody on that team doesn't expect them to not win a state title. That's where their goal is. That's where they ultimately want to be, and they want to finish it on the right hand. Coming away with a loss last year would be a great way to send these seniors off. And as they win big tonight, going to look at other scores coming up. But right now, Irene Wakanda and Sully Butte's in a close one.
They are. I mean, they're in the fourth quarter. And you got to remember, Irene Wakanda, they are the 12th seed coming in under 500. They have a 4-5 record. But like we talked about last week when we watched Sully Butte's play, it's the playoffs. You throw the records out and look it, they're up 36-30 on Sully Butte's. And, I mean, this one's going to come down to the wire just like it did last week.
Yeah, and Irene Wakanda, one of those teams that's towards the Yankton area, they don't have many 9B teams that they play. They haven't played a 9B team all year until the playoffs, and so that tougher schedule that they play has really helped them so far.
It really is. So it'll be interesting to see, of course, the winner of that game is going to be coming up this way to take on the Wolverines. One of the other quarterfinal games, no doubt, Hitchcock-Tulare, the second seed, they were up 52-0. Over Del Rapids St. Mary's. So they will be moving on to the semifinals and waiting to find out whether it's going to be DeSmet or Kadoka area. Right now at halftime, DeSmet with a 14-0 lead in that game. So, they're on their way as well. As we look at 9A, Canastota is up on Warner, the number one seed in 9A, and they are a fantastic team. I've seen Warner, my first game of the season, and that's, quite a team. The 9 seed is up on Warner with under a minute left in the second, 31-14. Harding County Bison tied up with Phillip, 8-8 at the half, while Lyman is starting to slowly pull away from Castlewood. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Lyman Raiders up 24-16. And Gregory and Woolsey Wessington battling it out. Gregory up 21-7 in that matchup with a minute left in the second quarter. So some good scores and some good games around nine-man football tonight.
We will go ahead, step away. We'll be right back with your big play of the game and player of the game right back in 1 minute here on KMLO.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
When it's time to move your livestock, see the crew at Bradner Brothers Trucking in Harriet. You can count on the Bradner Brothers Trucking team to get your livestock to their destination safely and on time. Whether they're short or long distance hauls, and the loads are big or small, Bradner Brothers Trucking is ready to go to work for you. Just call Bradner Brothers Trucking of Harriet, South Dakota, 437-2384. That's 437-2384.
44-14, your final here in Harriet, South Dakota. That scoreboard update brought to you by Real Tough Farm Producers. Before we get to the big play of the game, we'll hear from the big play of the game sponsor, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
Welcome back in here to KMLO. Me and Dave were talking. I'm thinking big play of the game. You got to go with the first touchdown. It came out and set the tone for Harriet Selby.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, Begeman he was all over the place, and we're not surprised about that. He's just such a good player, and the Wolverines wanted to get things rolling right off the bat. They took the kick, which they don't normally do, and yeah, that big play there for Begeman. Just once they got in the end zone, it was all Wolverines from there.
We will have the player of the game coming up right after we hear from Venture Communications.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all of the action Monday, October 31st. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bengals head to First Energy Stadium to take on the Browns at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for high def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Well, Dave, I'm thinking it's hard not to go with the guy that scored 5 touchdowns tonight in Brendan Begeman.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely earned each and every timeout that he got the Venture Communications Player of the Game. And tonight, no different. I mean, my goodness, he finished his career over, what, 6,000
yards? 6,000 yards coming into tonight,
And he's still got at least another game to play. I mean, how can you not award an amazing player like that?
And Begeman is our Player of the Game. Again, final score here tonight is 44-14 from Harriet, South Dakota. We will be with the Wolverines next week. Again, they will get the winner of Soli Buttes and Irene Wakanda. Right now, Irene Wakanda up 36-30 late in that bowl game. Stay tuned to the DRG Media Group news page online. DRG Media Group online and on the mobile app to see where the ball game will be played and who they will be playing next week. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 KMLO and our advisors and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. No broadcast in whole or part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. Again, final score here tonight from Harriet. The Wolverines win 44-13 over Avon. For Dave Williams, I'm Casey Miner, signing off here on KMLO.